All right. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Northfield Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
Yeah,
streaming online tonight.
No radio tonight. Power's down.
95.1 and AM 1080. Our tower has some power lines on it as we speak from the storm last night. So we're working hard to get that back online. So if you're trying to listen on the radio, you know somebody that usually listens on the radio, we're asking a favor and please let them know that it is not going to be on the radio. That's not going to get up and running before the game is done. But we are streaming KYMNRadio.net. If you're listening to us right now, you're obviously listening to us on the live stream. So do your best to tell your friends, your relatives, anybody you can think of. We've been posting it on our Facebook page and our website that it's only streaming online. But if you know somebody that usually listens on the radio, please inform them to turn off the radio and tune in to KYMNRadio.net and the TuneIn app. It's all there right on the website. So
or
very easy.
If they are somebody who has some power line skills, they can maybe come out and just, you know,
go out to the tower site.
Tower site, help us out, fix it yourself. Get this thing running by halftime.
Say hi to the Iron Bridge for me, too, when you
yeah,
go out
exactly.
there. I bet you that place is just a nasty, nasty spot to try to go out there with the trees and stuff down, because that's exactly where the storm was.
Right?
Yeah, sure is. So, anyways, welcome to KYMNRadio.net, all you listening online, which is good for a lot of our listeners outside of the KYMN listening area. We have a lot of people that do listen online, so no worries for them. It's more or less the Northfield people and surrounding areas of Northfield. Please let them know we're online, not over the air. Okay, it's Northfield Raiders against the New Prague Trojans. Dusty Bud, Grady McGovern on the call live from New Prague tonight in a nice press box here. It's definitely better than a couple of times I came up here when I first started. It was just an old wood rickety box. There was really, I don't even think there was windows. I believe it was just kind of open to the elements no matter what it was. So you'd have to like cover your gear and everything. And it would be us and the coaches and other radio and the PA guys. And it was just a mess. So this is a nice posh little place we got here.
New Prague is classing it up, you know. I mean, this ain't old New Prague now. This is new Prague, right? Like new Prague.
We're getting, yeah, it's
no,
moving up in the world. I love it.
It's a bigger district than it used to be, just like Northfield used to be. You know, we were pretty small and we've grown and grown with the times.
The New Prague Trojans coming in tonight. They are, where's my thingy majiggy jiggy? There it is. New Prague Trojans are 1-2 overall. They are 0-1 in the Minnesota. They lost, or in the,
nah, Big Nine, bro.
It's not even a
Big Nine. It's the
Big Southeast
District.
Red and blue.
We are
in the red with New Prague. So this is a district game. So this is a big one for us as far as records go toward the end of
towards
the year.
Playoffs.
You
want to
win. You want to beat the teams that are in your section, I guess. We're the big Southeast red. Big Southeast blue. So it's a big Southeast red battle tonight, the Northfield Raiders against the New Prague Trojans. Raiders, of course, 2-1 overall in the season. Their only loss coming to Mankato East, but two relatively easy victories last couple of weeks over John Marshall and Faribault, Grady. But New Prague is going to bring something a little bit different. They're a little bit bigger and a little bit faster than those two teams, so not an easy test. What do you want to see out of the Raiders tonight?
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm hoping for a better contest because Faribault last week was a little bit, you know, I don't want to downplay the game, but it wasn't that great of a game.
No.
It was good to watch. Sloppy play by us. We should have beat them by a lot more. And I talked to Coach Sullivan afterwards, and he thought the same thing. We tested some stuff, which is what you do early in the season. But tonight, I mean, yeah, I really hope for like not an evenly matched contest, but I would like us to, you know, come out hot, come out hard, and use all of our weapons. Use Stanchina, use Mason Zick, use Imes, use Graybow, use what's number one's name again?
Jimmy Vidito.
Yeah, use all those guys because our defense is going to be there. They're always going to show up. But yeah, I look for a more entertaining game tonight, Dusty, than we had last week. That's what I'm hoping for.
Mason Zick, 33-61, 54.1 completion percentage. He's got 519 yards, averaging 8.5 yards per passing attempt, 173 per game. He's been really a nice man for the Northfield Raiders this year. Mason Zick, talk about his performance.
Oh yeah, God, Mason, I am. It's marvelous. I think that Mason has a real future as a college quarterback. He's got the ideal size. I know he's listed at 6'7". You know, he could throw on a few pounds in between now and when he gets to college. But his accuracy, Have you not thought, Des? It's just
absolutely
spot on.
Well, he's 54%.
54%, and that should legit. Be almost near 64-70% because he's had a lot of drop passes.
Yes, he has.
And that's not to dog the receivers. It's early in the year. And as that keeps going, he keeps getting rapport with the guys. Yeah, I cannot praise him enough. And again, like I said, I've known Mason since he was about 6 years old, and I think he is the perfect kind of guy. Attitude-wise, he's not too cocky. He's just a great leader. Great kid, and I look forward to him growing throughout the season because I see at the end of this run as we get towards the playoffs, like you said.
Yep.
I think he could be legit big time talent. Like
absolutely. Well, he did say in the senior spotlight he's looking to basketball is going to be his sport. But if he gets enough looks at quarterback and there's enough colleges that are interested in his play, who knows? You know, it's nothing set. He has not committed to his school yet. So,
exactly. Yeah.
So who knows?
Actually, and like I said, I've talked to him for his whole life, and I've always said that hey, no, quarterback's your thing. Basketball can always be what it is.
Yeah.
Fall back. And do whatever else. You can always go back to basketball. You can never come back to football.
Sure, fair enough. The Raiders rushing attack, Jim Vitito and Mitchell Stanchina just absolutely lighting it up. But they're lighting it up on the outside, Grady.
Yeah.
Not too much going in between the tackles. And we're going to hear Coach Sullivan talk about that a little bit. But let's get your thoughts on that aspect of the running game.
Well, I think what it is that Coach Sullivan is putting them in a position to succeed. It really doesn't matter where you do stuff. It doesn't need to be inside, outside, or whatever else. What you really need is, as a coach, you need to address what the defense is doing and then go against that. Defenses are blitzing real hard. You run draws and screens. Defenses are playing off. You run short routes. I mean, you're at the beck and call of the defense if you're a smart coach, which Bubba is. So he's going to call the plays that will work, not call the plays that he thinks will work and then – oh, we'll just go do whatever, yeah. And so that's what happens. He puts those guys in a situation to succeed, and they do succeed.
We'll get to the defense here as the game kind of goes throughout. We got to get to our Bubba Sullivan interview, though, sponsored by Northfield Insurance. So, Logan at the station, if you can take a 30-second break and then come right back in with the Bubba interview, this is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
Welcome back to the Raider Pregame Show, everybody. Joined once again by Bubba Sullivan. Coach, the New Prague Trojans today, a classic rival of you guys over the years, and you get to play them tonight. Had a nice win against Faribault, but new week, new team this week. Go in and scout the Trojans a little bit. What do they bring to the table?
Yeah, they're, I think, a very improved team from last year. This is their coach's second year as the head coach. And you can see they're used to his systems now and things like that. So offensively, they're a classic wing T team. But then they'll also spread it, and they have some more speed than they've had lately. They're pretty young. They're junior dominated, but they've got some speed. Defensively, they run a defense, a 50 defense, like very similar to ours. They do some different things with it. They're very aggressive. I think they've got some quickness there on the defensive side. So we're expecting a tough battle.
I haven't had a chance to watch the film after Faribault. What were some things that the Raiders did really well in that Faribault game that you want to try to carry over to tonight's game against New Prague?
Well, I think on the offensive side, we're making plays. You know, we're making plays when we need them or just we're making big plays. So I think that we got to keep doing that. We're getting some of our big playmakers, Vitito, Stanchina, are making plays for us.
Yes.
On the defensive side, I think we've done a nice job. We're more consistent. You know, we did a great job against the run.
Yes, we did.
Obviously. And we've been more consistent each week. So to me, on the defensive side, just keep getting better at what we do.
Where can you improve? What did you see from the Faribault game that you need to improve upon this week?
Yeah, I still say running the ball between the tight ends or between the tackles is a huge area of needed improvement. And coming off the ball, you know, we got stopped on a fourth and short and a third and short. We're not very good this last week on conversions, third and fourth down conversions. So we got to get better at that. And just, you know, we need a yard, we got to be able to get a yard. You know, and I don't care how many, if the other team lines up a bunch of guys there, some of that's just will and getting off the ball low and hard and just pushing forward. So that is, from an offensive standpoint, that's probably the biggest needed improvement.
And, you know, one thing that we see from, you know, the Raiders now 2-1, you know, he had that first loss against Mankins, but you guys really looked good. John Marshall, Faribault, really, really doing it. What's the message that you and the coaching staff are giving to these guys to sort of keep the pedal to the metal, and how do you do that?
Yeah, I think we've kind of said, like, our schedule is sort of set up that the way that each team as we go from here on out is going to be better, right, you know, than the team previously, and at least that's the way it looks on paper right now, you know. And so we just tell our guys, hey, we need to meet that challenge. We got to keep getting better every week and really focus on that. And I know it's an old cliche, but the talent we're going to be playing against is going to be better, and so we need to meet that.
Keys to victory tonight against New Prague.
You know, I would say a couple things. Offensively, I'd love to see us be able to run the ball a little better.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course stay efficient in our pass game. Defensively, I would say don't give up the big play. You know, and then special teams, kind of the same thing. Continue to be solid on special teams, make a big play. Those kinds of things will be the difference in a game like tonight's game.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Dusty.
Head Coach Bubba Sullivan. We'll be back after this.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
95.1. The One. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raiders sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road. And go Raiders!
Are we ready? Are we ready?
I think we are ready.
Ready for some football. Northfield Raiders against the New Prague Trojan. Come on, Northfield. Grady and
that's a good
song, man. They were in the Minnesota Conference when we were playing football, Grady, and this was traditionally a pretty big rivalry game back in the day. Because back then, New Prague actually, you know, football-wise, our football team, our Raider teams, Grady, this was a test. This was not a walkover game by any means.
And the thing was that we didn't have a lot in common with our other Minnesota rivals.
Exactly,
Prior Lake, they were just a different type of demographic.
Farmington, Shakopee, guys.
Different demographic. New Prague's pretty much the same as Northfield, just a different town. It's a little more, what would you say?
Rural?
Eastern European.
Eastern country?
Eastern
a little
European.
More Czech?
Whatever, yeah. A little more of that, but pretty much they're the same size as us, pretty much. You know, the same type of stuff. We're more Swedish or whatever. I don't know. But, it was always a really great matchup. I love playing New Prague. Got a lot of friends who I played even in college with from here. Dan Kubich, a few other guys.
I recognize that name.
Kubich is probably a name everybody knows. That I can pronounce it right. Probably people, if anyone in New Prague's listening, they'd be like, wow, you know that name? Will something, God, I can't remember his name. He's mad at me.
But anyways.
It's great. This is a great even matchup, I think.
Yeah, this is
even schools, even towns.
And it's New Prague's homecoming tonight, so Northfield's looking to spoil that. Raiders ready, Trojans ready to kick off. We're going underway here, and they're going to kick it to Stanchina. He gets it at the 10. Dangerous move there, New Prague. Here's Stanchina up the middle. He's off to the races. He cuts to the outside, and one man to be tackled in Trojan territory at the 47-yard line. That's a 10 and this is 43.
Wow, you
44
count.
Yard return.
Oh my God, he almost broke that. You're right. That was a dangerous move by them. Great return. Great return by Stanchina. And literally the guy's shoestring tackled him at the very end. Was that the kicker or maybe the safety guy?
I couldn't tell.
Yeah, it was one of the two back guys. Barely got him. He was about to break it, but here we go. Quick offense.
Handoff quickly goes to, I believe, Jimmy Vitadeau to start things off. He's across the 40, or it's the 45, down to the 41-yard line. A gain of 6 on the play. It'll be second down. Well, gain of 5. Second and 5 coming up for the Raiders. Again, we are only streaming online tonight, ladies and gentlemen. KYMNradio.net is what you want. The TuneIn app, which is on the website. That's what you're going to want to go to listen to. So tell your friends and family if they listen on, trying to listen on 95.1 The One. Not gonna happen tonight. The power or the storm last night kind of knocked us off. Here's Mitch Stanchina on the handoff. Very close to a first down, maybe a yard short, depends on where they spot it, across the 40 to the 38-yard line. It'll be third down and short coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, it looks like Dusty did notice on that play. It looks like we're tipping our play. Do you see our guard was lined up almost in the backfield? But I do like the pace we're going with. This is quick, quick, quick. After that big return, I think Coach Sheldon wants to just stuff it down their throats. Third and four here. Third and four. Let's go. Let's see a nice. I think we're probably going to get a nice little short pass or a little run here. Probably a run here. Looks like Stanchine's going to get the ball.
Gain of 2 for Mitch. Third down and 4 coming up for the Raiders. Here's a handoff to Jimmy Vitadeau, trying to go off tackle. He fights his way up to the 35. He'll have enough for a first down, just enough. A tough 5 yards, but they only needed 4. First and 10 Raiders.
Nice. They use Stanchine as a fake there. Gave it to Vitadeau. Boom, he plowed up the middle. Yeah, this is what they want. They want to grind it out a little bit here at the beginning. Now they got first and 10. Pretty much anything in the playbook is wide open right now. They got trips left. I would love to see. They got a new tight end tonight. Sam Pratt is out at tight end. We haven't had a tight end nothing this year, so.
Here we go. Zick looking to throw on first down. Has his man. Catches made by Iams. Makes a man miss down the 20-15. Tackle at about the 13-yard line of the Trojans. Excellent play there by Michael Iams. First and 10 Raiders.
Yeah, great catch. I love seeing our receivers catch. Perfect timing on that route, on that throw by Mason Zick. Mason did a little shotgun three-step drop. Bam. Slammed to Iams on the sidelines. All three of the trips guys did the hitch routes, and Iams was wide open. He did a great job catching it, getting inside. Great job by Michael Iams.
23-yard connection, Zick to Iams. First and 10 Raiders at the Trojan 12-yard line. Zick goes under center. Hands off to, option it out. He's going to keep it himself around the edge. Into the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown! A Raiders! Mason Zick on the option, keeps it himself, and runs it in from 12 yards out. And just like that, the Northfield Raiders get on the board first here at New Prague, 6-0 with the extra point coming up.
Yeah, Dust, that's what happens, man. When you put the defense on skates, when you get yardage every single play like we did, we ground it out with a few runs, and then all of a sudden we throw it. We get a good short throw that turns into something, and then we can call anything in the book. And you did a great little speed option to the right, or a veer option if that's what you want to call it, fake to fake. Took it, kept it himself. He could have pitched it to Stanchina, but no, he had the thing. Great for Mason. I think that's his first touchdown rush of the year.
Extra point is up, and extra point is good. I have the stats on that. I'll let you know after this break.
Okay.
We'll take a 1-minute break. Raiders lead 7-0, 9:50 remaining in the first quarter. This is Raider football on KYMNradio.net. We'll be back after this.
Family Fair, Northfield's newly remodeled grocery store downtown, has a new name, a fresh look, and new options like the artisan bread case. 9 varieties are mixed, formed, and baked on site every day. Or the new fish counter. If you want it and they don't have it, they'll order it. Stop in, grab the weekly ad, get a Starbucks, get what you need, and be on your way in minutes. Family Fair, your local neighborhood market that provides real values for real people in real communities, right here on Division Street.
Real Radio, True Variety, 95.1, The One.
Friends and Bank and Trust in Dundas is a proud supporter of all Northfield Raiders sports and academics throughout the year. At Friends and Bank and Trust, we have a great lineup of products to meet all of your financial needs. Check out our convenient online services at friendsandbank.com or call us at 645-8825. Friends and Bank and Trust in Dundas, your bridge to financial success for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Raiders.
All right, welcome back to New Prague. Raiders kicking off after they just moved the ball 47 yards with a Zick rushing touchdown. But here's a return for the Trojans, and that is, well, a big return for New Prague. Anyways, the Trojans return it back across the 35. to their own 37-yard line. First and 10, New Prague, and now we're going to get to see what this Trojan offense can do. Put up 30 points last week against Winona and had a nice comeback in the fourth quarter, but Winona just a little bit too much for the Trojans, but this is no team to sleep on right here.
No, not at all, and our defense really showed a lot of improvement last week against Faribault, so let's see if they can keep that up. Confidence is huge in this football game.
All right, looks like Parker Johnson is the quarterback for the Trojans. Hands it off, and there's a big run up to the gut, off to the races. Is tackled by Stanchina, up to the races, number 13. That is, there's a flag on the play. That's Nathan Osborne.
Yeah, we'll see what that flag is. Man, he ran free. Our safety ran right by him. I don't think he knew he had the ball. It was a good little misdirection play by a New Prague there, but it wasn't that great of a misdirection play. I think Coach Wattella must have had a blitz on or something because guys were out of position.
35-yard run for Osborne. He's listed in the program as a 5'11", 160-pound junior. Mitch Stanchina brought him down. They're going to get a face mask on Stanchina right now is what the throw is. Was it a face mask, though? I thought maybe a horse collar or something like that. But
I don't know. It was an awkward tackle, I can tell you
tack
that.
On, it's like, it. Tack on another 5 yards. What's the bet?
Because they gave him, like, no yards there, yeah.
So moving it up 5 yards to the 23-yard line. First and 10, Trojans at the Northfield 23. Well, the Northfield had a big play with the Iams reception. And New Prague, big play right away here, too. Handoff once again goes to Osborne. This time, though, he's tackled and stuffed for a lot. Well, maybe a gain of one with forward progress. It'll be second down coming up for the Trojans.
Yeah, that's not what you want to see right after a touchdown that we scored so quick. Like I said, we put the defense on its skates, which means they're just backpedaling. And now all of a sudden they got us on the ringer first play. They got a good kick return. The first play is a 30-yard gain, 40-yard gain. So we got to step it up right now. We're stuck here at the 22.
9 minutes remaining in the first quarter. This is New Prague's first offensive possession. Raiders lead 7-0. And here's a handoff around the edge to Carson Mulvihill trying to get around the edge. Good pursuit by Northfield. Pushed out of bounds close to a first down. I believe he's going to be just a little bit short. But it'll be third down and we'll say two coming up for the Trojans. And that was a great pursuit there by the Raiders. Looks like
That was Tate Rossmiller on the tackle. But again, that was too good of a play. That was too much right there on that jet sweep. Looks like our defense needs to wake up a little bit. They just got here. They're kind of chilling out, but they will. And if they don't, I know a guy who will light a fire under their butts. Coach Wattella can do that better than anybody.
Third down and two coming up for the Trojans. They're at the 14-yard line of the Raiders. And it's a handoff. That's Osborne going around, and he's going to be very close. Forward progress, he might be right. Maybe they're going to give him about a half a yard. So it'll be fourth down and short. I think there's no question here. You go for it on this play. But this is a big stand right now for the Raiders. Fourth down. They're going to say he lost a yard on the play. So fourth and two
good.
Coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we had Graybaugh coming up from safety position. We had a couple backers in there, Tonjum. And Stanga and obviously D-line kind of kept him. This is a big play. Fourth and one and a half. What do you say? Two?
I'll just say two.
Okay. We don't deal in halves here.
No. Here we go. There's that play. Jet sweep to Mulvihill trying to get around the edge. Get him, Raiders. Nope. He got around the edge. It'll be a first down. First and goal inside the 10. That's on the far side of the football field. So we'll see where they spot it. Looks like right about the 5.
So what we're dealing with right now, you know, for those of you guys who know football a little bit and those who don't, what New Prague is doing is they're attacking our ends. Our defensive ends are getting hooked on the jet sweep, and our defensive end on that very first play, he got kicked out too much. So they got to hold their ground, and they don't have – a lot of times DNs want to make the play. Just hold your ground and let the next guy make the play. Let the backer, let the corner, let whoever make the play. So here we go.
All right, and there's going to be the same thing to Osborne around the edge. Oh, my gosh, the line. He's tackled down at about the one-yard line, a gain of four on the play. The offensive line for the – or defensive line for the Raiders is getting blown out of the water. They had – that was all offensive line by the Trojans.
And I don't want to be a revisionist history here, but I remember when I played New Prague back in the day, they really loved to attack the defensive ends, and they do it in a maybe not so legal way
sure.
That the referees don't quite notice. They like to hold, they like to chop, they like to cut, they like to do things like that. I don't know what's exactly going on, but our defense ends are getting killed right now.
So here we go. It's a quarterback keeper We'll wait and see. The Trojans say touchdown. No sign as of yet. As there it is. There's the sign. Touchdown, Trojans. So New Prague comes back and answers right away. 7:17 remaining in the first quarter. It's now Northfield 7, New Prague 6 with the Trojan extra point coming up.
Yeah, it looks like we got a barn burner on our hands here. Both teams just come strutting right down
tackle.
The field.
They did,
well,
come on, D.
They wasn't even tackling there. There was no missed tackles.
That's
true. It
was
just guys getting open. I think it's missed assignments, and that'll get cleaned up. Like I said, I have no doubt that we have the best coaching staff in the state, and they'll clean that up. And, again, these are high school kids. They just started the game. They were all pumped up. We're up 7-0, and then they kind of maybe relaxed. Maybe, I don't know, but it wasn't good.
Extra point is good. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish have just scored a touchdown. Wait, no, it's the New Prague Trojans. We steal Minnesota. Steal Minnesota's
browser. Our browser's pretty terrible,
I'm kidding. Anyways, the Trojans score easily on the Raiders. 7-7 the score. 7:17 remaining in the first. We'll take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMNRadio.net.
95.1, the one. Still a friend you can count on.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
All right, welcome back to Trojan Field here. Northfield Raiders and the New Prague Trojans. 7-7 the score. New Prague to kick off here after just scoring a touchdown running roughshod over the Raider defense. Here's Mitch Stanchina off to the races. Stanchina gets a nice return. Still on his feet. Across the 40. Across the 35. To the 33. They're going to stop kicking
it's
to him,
ridiculous.
Grady.
I can't. He looked like he's like a man among boys out there, right?
Absolutely. He caught it at the 8. And so let's see.
No one touched him until he was beyond the 50.
52.
And I didn't, you know,
58 yard return.
There was some blocking, but there wasn't a lot of blocking. He just basically ran by everybody. Mitchell Stanchina is a beast, people. I think he's 6'4", right? And he probably, you know, I hate 40 times, so he probably runs like a 4'4" or something like that. He's fast as can be.
All right, so it's 1st and 10 for the Raiders with excellent field position. They spot the ball at the 34-yard line of New Prague. So, hey, the Raiders can come back and answer real quick. They had great field position. Their first offensive possession on the Stanchina opening return. They have the same thing here again. And with New Prague, the way that they kind of ran down and scored on the Raiders real quick, Northfield is the answer right away here. Take this New Prague crowd and the rest of the Trojans out of it.
We could be here till midnight if this is the way it's going to go. Shootout.
Zickel's in the shot. Shotgun, one receiver, it's Rattage. He hands it off to Jimmy Vitito up the middle. Vitito's got a hole up the middle inside the 15 down near the 10-yard line, and that's what Coach Sullivan was talking about in the pregame interview, wanting to run between the tackles better. The Raiders perfect it right there. Excellent run by Vitito. 1st and 10 Raiders at the 11.
Yeah, and if we have one guy on our team who's built to run between the tackles, it is Jimmy Vitito. He is just a tank. He's got these thick legs, strong arms. He's just ready to go up the middle. And I am so surprised at how fast he is for how he's built. I'm very impressed with Vitito.
22-yard run for Vitito. They're going to give it back to Jimmy. He cuts back up the middle inside the 10. Nice move by Vitito. He was going off of tackle. Then he stopped, cut back, and went right up the gut and got inside the 10 to the 5-yard line for a gain of 6. It'll be 2nd down and 4 coming up for the Raiders.
Perfect. We're doing exactly what we did before. Again, like I said, keeping them on their skates, they're backpedaling. That we've gained yards on every single play, which as an offensive coordinator, Bubba can call whatever he wants. I mean, nothing is not working. So it's a perfect place to be in.
All right, Gavin Rattage becomes the lone receiver to the far side. They have twin tights and Stanchina Vitito in the backfield with Zick under center. Handoff goes to Vitito. Uh-oh. Fumble. Zick recovered it. Ooh, that was a misplay. It was a fake to Vitito, and Zick was going to try to keep it. Jimmy kind of grabbed it away there. Little miscommunication on what the Raiders were going to do there. Zick recovered it, though. They actually gained a yard in the process. So now it's 3rd down and 3 for the Raiders at the 4.
Yeah, Dust, that's something we talked about last year. That's what's called a veer play. And for those of you guys who know, Mason Zick has the option to give it or keep it. And he's supposed to read the defensive end, kind of like a a run pass option that they have in college and certain things that you see in the pros about that. And he tried to keep it. Jimmy's like, I want this ball. I'm scoring. And that's what happens sometimes.
All right, Zick now goes in the shotgun. Now they go two receivers, Iams and Rataj, one to the far, one to the near. They're going to option it to Stanchina. Stanchina cuts inside into the end zone. Touchdown, but holding. Nope, holding on the play. This is going to be on the Raiders. Touchdown will be negated.
I mean, yeah, I always – you never want to say it, but that was a bad call. That was most people want to say it. I guess personally I don't like to say a bad call. That holding did not affect the play at all. And they're talking amongst themselves. Hopefully they pick up the flag. I don't know. Maybe he's going to pick it up. Let's see what's going on.
No, the Raiders are moving backwards.
Oh, come on,
holding,
man.
They're going to.
It was a great cut by Stanchina. Great. They went off the same veer play where Mason Zick then kept
Wait.
It. Bubba's going
Time
crazy.
Out.
Yeah.
That was holding on New Prague.
Oh, really? Oh, they're declining it. Oh.
Oh, I didn't
Both
see.
Both those kids.
Okay. Are- So offsetting, hold it. Touchdown. Thank
All
you
right.
very much. Yes.
I was scared because I saw what happened, and it didn't seem like
yeah.
it was our fault.
I okay. Stop, everybody. Can I say it? Touchdown.
Yeah!
The Raiders. And Dakota Mitchell Stanchina from 4 yards out. I thought it was the Raider. I was ready to.
Well, I just was looking at it.
Yeah.
I saw what they called, and I just didn't agree. But I never want to blame refs because I know that refs do their best.
And then the ref pointed holding on the Trojans on the defense, but they did not signify the touchdown
yeah.
call after he made the
and
call.
So, and then Bubba walked
Bubba's out on the
field.
Like, well, then it's a touchdown, right?
Yeah.
All right, so it's a touchdown for the Raiders.
Geez.
Ooh, that kick is blocked, and it's going to be
short.
Short. Blocked extra point makes the score 13-7 in favor of the Raiders on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. 5:24 remaining in the first quarter. We'll take a quick 1 minute break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
95.1, the one station where our playlist goes on for days.
Northfield Area School of Driving is now open. We offer exceptional driver's education classroom and behind-the-wheel services. For teens seeking to gain their provisional license, I can pick you up at home or at school within a 10-mile radius. Classes are held at 708 Schilling in Dundas. Come meet me. I'm right next to the Countryside Animal Hospital. Or check out my website, northfieldschoolofdriving.com. Sessions are available for immediate booking.
Have you stood in a gym surrounded by equipment and wondered what you should be doing? Have you stepped onto a treadmill with headphones and just zoned out? Step into CrossFit Scopos instead and let our coaches and community challenge and change you with a program scaled for you and a whole community of people cheering you on to be your best self. Go to CrossFitScopos.com and learn more, then take a free class. Come talk to me, I'm Greg Berube, the owner. That's CrossFit Scopos in Dundas by Menards.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Raider football here at New Prague. And the Trojans returned the kickoff, and they returned it about 15 yards. They're going to have a first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. But let's see what this Raider defense can do, Grady. Now,
I
hope they got challenged.
I know. I don't like this again. That's a pretty decent – that's a good start and field position, 33-yard line. You know, I mean, that's pretty good for New Prague here. And, yeah, I want to see somebody do something here. Come on. Stanga, step up. Some of our backers. Who else we got out there? Now we got Israel. Let's go, guys. Uh-oh.
And it's going to be Osborne looking to throw. Has his man. Catch is made out of bounds.
Yeah,
Johnson, excuse me, the quarterback.
Yeah, Israel on the play there. We're very lucky. They did a little play-action fake there. They had their tight end deep, wide open. But luckily, our defensive end had pressure on the quarterback. And that was Vidado and 56, who is Getzloff. They both had pressure on the quarterback, so he couldn't get it downfield. But they did. That's why I said, uh-oh. They had a guy open about 30 yards downfield.
Mitch Callahan was the recipient of that pass, that four-yard pass play. It's second down and 6 for the Trojans. Johnson's first completion. He's 1-for-1. They ran the ball their first offensive possession. Here comes another run. Ooh, that's going to be number 13, Osborne, taking it for very little yards. Nice job by the Raiders coming in and attacking that ball down at the 38-yard line. It'll be third down and 5 for New Prague.
Yeah, it looks like that was Roney and Getzloff again. down there on the outside. And you know what? Actually, you know, I got a hot tip from my son this week, Dusty.
Okay.
He said that his buddies told him that the coaches are moving some guys around, which I can tell on defense. You see, there's a lot of new guys out there.
Yep.
I don't think Vidito's played DN. I haven't said Getzlaff names.
Vidito got in last week a little bit.
Okay. So there's guys moving around. Bubba never just rests on his laurels.
Here comes the pass. Same play, but this one is dropped. Incomplete, intended for Mulvihill. It was the same play that they threw to Callahan that went for 4 yards. Well, this was on the opposite side of the field. Incomplete, fourth down, and the Trojan punt team coming on.
Yeah, and I should throw out his name. Jaden. Anybody out there who's looking for a really nice guy? This junior, he's 16. No. Dust over here. And Jaden would... He'd probably punch me in the face right
he's
now.
He's going to kill you, Grady.
Hopefully he's not listening.
But you know he's going to hear about it, dude. We got a lot of listeners.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Call Graybaugh. You got to catch that.
Graybaugh calls for a fair catch at about the 30-yard line.
Oh, and then he tried to return it after, so he gets a penalty.
So what happened, it was a good high kick. Graybaugh called for the fair catch and then let it bounce for some reason right by his feet, and then it rolled back about 20 yards. He picked it up at the 11-yard line and then tried to return it. However, with the fair catch called, once he touched the ball, he should have just stopped. That's going to be a penalty on the Raiders.
The penalty is basically like you can't fake a fair catch. You can't fair catch and run the ball, and you can't not fair catch and stand there. So, that's just an unfortunate thing. I guarantee Graybaugh didn't know that rule, which is kind of sad. That's not something it's not on the special teams
well,
coach or anything.
Just catch
else.
The just, ball, fair catch it at the 33 and call it a
like
day.
I say, I returned punts 3 years in high school, 4 years in college, and it's not the easiest thing to catch that ball. It's a scary thing. And sometimes guys get really nervous about it just catching it. So it's not easy.
All right, so that moves the ball inside the 5. They got it parked at the 4-yard line right now. First and 10 for the Raiders at the 4. Zick in the shotgun. One receiver just dimes. They're going to hand off to Jimmy Vidito, trying to go back up the middle. Jimmy gets a couple of yards, up maybe to the 6 or to the 7. We'll say a gain of 3. Second down and 7 coming up for the Raiders.
Although, Dust, you can already feel like a little bit of change momentum here, can't you? Now that we're stuck down there, that first play was not like our other first plays.
Sure.
When you're running the ball, when your first play is near the 50-yard line, you feel way more confident. Our first play inside the 10, you feel a little nervous, don't you?
Yeah.
And you can tell on that play. I think everybody on that play was scared on that play. And we can't have that. So here we go. Bust out of there, whether it's going to be a pass, play action. I would love a draw or screen or something, but we'll see.
Tight end dump?
Oh, I love a tight end dump.
All right, here we go. Zick goes in the shotgun. Same formation for the Raiders. Second down and 7. It's Zick optioning out to Stanchita.
Oh,
big hole on the other side. He's going to have a first down across the 15 to the 16-yard line. Good enough for a 7-yard gain. First and 10 Raiders.
Exactly. Way safe. Great call by Sullivan there. By Bubba, it was a speed option to the right, which is very safe, but also it's been working for us. That speed option to the right, they've been attacking. I don't know if they know something about that defensive end on that side of the field or what, but, I mean, we've ran that one probably about 10 times already this game.
Well, hey, if New Prague can do it, so can we. That's what the Trojans said done with us that first drive.
They've been running to their right, which is our left. So, yeah.
All right, first and 10 Raiders at the 16. Got a little bit of ways to go. Here's a handoff to Stanchina, off tackle. Mitch Stanchina, good run by Mitch. Good block by the line. Cross the 25, near the 30s at the 28 for another first down. Gain of 12 for the Raiders.
Yeah, great run by Stanchina there. Right off tackle, a little bit of a counterplay. And he just plows through. Every time he runs the ball, I think he's going to break it. Do you feel that way?
And then absolutely.
When he gets tackled. When he gets tackled, it's not a hard tackle. It's always just a little scoop, little something. Oh.
Heck yeah, hand it off to Stanchina again. This time, though, he kind of waits a little bit to let the play develop. Forward progress will give him a yard right at about the 30. It'll be second down coming up for the Raiders. 2:38 remaining in the first quarter. 13-7 your score on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Raiders leading the Trojans. The Raiders looking to add to that lead, though, with the football here. But the Raiders have a 2nd-and-8 ball at the 30.
Yeah, they kind of quick snapped that one on us. And I think they were trying to catch him off guard, but didn't work out.
All right, now the Raiders will go twin tights, twin receivers, Iams and Rataj. Jimmy Vidito in there to, and here's the pass. And here we go, and a flag on the play. Yes, Nice job there by the, nope, that was good. He was over the shoulder pads of number 95 there. That's a great call by the official.
I'm saying wow for us because Mason Zick missed that pass by about 10 yards because he had, not 10 yards, that's a little bit rude to say, but he had pressure on him. Mason Zick had pressure up the middle. He tried to get it out into the flats, and luckily they pass interfered with our guy in the flats. Go ahead, Dust.
Was that Sam Pratt, number 95, the intended receiver?
I think it was. I think it was our tight end, the way that formation looked. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to get names on my sheet here so I know who to give credit to when credit is due.
No, that's a great, a lucky break for us. Very unnecessary for New Prague to have had to – I mean, the pass would have been a one-yard gain if we got it anyway.
Yeah, right.
So now we got a 15-yard gain.
Yep, 15 yards on the pass interference. That makes it first down and 10 for the Raiders all the way up to their own 43-yard line. Zickel's in the shotgun. Stanchina and Vidito on each side of him. Lone receivers Ratas to the far side. Ives has a tight end. Here's the option again. Zick keeps it himself. And falls forward across the 45 to the 47-yard line. A gain of 4, second down and 6 coming up for Northfield.
Yeah, I like what Mason was thinking there, but I don't think that's like the top of his game is to run the ball up the middle. You know, it's 6'7", kind of skinny guy. I think you either fake that and pitch it or go. When he runs to the outside, he's much more effective. So he's going to keep figuring that out. I mean, he hasn't – how many times he ran the veer this year? We haven't had
where
that.
He kept it himself?
Yeah, it's only
the touchdown that
the
he
touchdown,
had.
Exactly.
That's about
and
it.
So he's adding to his game. That's the great thing about Mason Zick. It seems like he's learning every week, adding to his game, figuring things out. And I'm sure he's figured out now you don't want him up the middle, right? We don't want him getting hurt.
No. By the way, to your question, to a couple commercial breaks ago, that was Zick's second rushing touchdown
of
the season.
Good.
All right, Zick going back to pass. Has his man. Catch is made by Gavin Ratage in Trojan territory. Across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. First and 10, Raiders.
What a throw by Mason Zick. If this was the Raiders-Packers game, that would have been a pass interference, or no, a roughing the quarterback. Zick got drilled and delivered a strike to Gavin Ratage right over the middle on a nice little post. Super, again, like I said, I can't even talk about it anymore. Mason just keeps growing every single time. Pretty soon, he's not going to need basketball anymore.
16-yard gain by the Raiders. Zick to Ratage at the 42. Excuse me, and here comes Jimmy Vidito. He was stuffed for a loss right there. The ball was spotted at the 38-yard line. Vidito is going to get up to the 37. So gain of 1, second down, and 9 coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, a little change of pace play there. I mean, it's too bad that we didn't gain too much yardage, but after what we've been doing, we're gaining momentum. We can't just pass every single down. So not too bad.
35 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Raiders are going to spread it out here. Four receivers, trips to the far side, and Sam Pratt, the tight end.
Oh, no.
And he gets a little, come on, Sammy, you're in the game, bud.
Yeah.
He's jumped a little bit early. It'll be a false start on Northfield, moving it back 5 yards.
Oh, Samuel, your mother and father will be a little bit mad at you. But, yeah, I think, you know what, I was looking at that formation, and I kind of thought they were trying to isolate him. Did you?
Yes.
Yep. I think they threw trips to the right and Sam on the left, and I think they were isolating him to try to get him a jet for a touchdown or something. And he got too excited, and he just jumped.
It's probably what it was. He knew the ball was coming his way.
Coming.
Got a little
well, he was
excited.
A primary receiver either way. He's like,
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, he got a little jacked up.
All right, so Sam goes back in at tight end. Stanchina to the near side, now in motion. So they have Stanchina, Ives, Ratage to the far side. Zick, quick pass to Stanchina, and he dropped it right off of his hands and incomplete. Oh, my goodness.
That was a touchdown.
Third down. Touchdown all the way.
That was an amazing read and throw by Mason Zick. He was so on time, was he not?
I mean, he was. Do you know what Mitch did?
What did he look forward?
Ran for it before he had it.
Because he saw a touchdown coming, too.
Exactly.
No. Oh, if you guys were here, you could have seen Mason Zick right on his plant step, launched it right out. No hesitation, no nothing. Mitchell was wide open. Hit him right in the hands, and then plus the shoulder pad, I think, bounced like 10 yards in the air.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Good thing it wasn't intercepted.
Yeah.
All right, here comes Zick rolling out on third down and 15.
Wow.
Has his man, catches made. He's going to be short of the first down. Nice catch on the corner there. That was Ives.
Ives.
Wow. So fourth down, and it'll be two coming up for the Raiders. Ball will be at the 28-yard line, and the Raiders not sending the punt team. This on the new Prague 28, I should say, so that makes a big difference. Ah, the Raiders are going for this. All right, this is something that the Raiders were not able to do against Faribault, Grady, is the fourth down and short conversions here. They got they turned the ball over three times in a row to the Falcons in this same situation.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, though, Dust, that was a straight dime that he just threw. That was a perfect throw. Wow, he just fit that in. Mason Zick, man, you the man.
Fourth down and two for Northfield. He's going to throw it. He's going to have his man, Sanchita, makes the catch as the slot receiver. First down for Northfield across the 25 to the 23-yard line. It's a five-yard gain. We needed two. First and 10, Northfield.
Another great – the timing of our offense on the passes has just gotten better every week. And right now it's perfect. The timing by Mason Zick and his receivers has been amazing every single pass that we've thrown this game. I'm super impressed, not only from Mason – but it takes the receivers really running the proper routes, proper steps, making their cuts.
First quarter comes to an end with the Northfield with the score. Northfield 13, New Prague 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Raiders are in business, though. First and 10 for Northfield at the New Prague 24. When we come back after this one-minute break, this is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
Tune your imagination with me, Paula Granquist, on Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination on KYMN 95 The One, airing Fridays and Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
Your vehicle's engine warning light could mean something as simple as a loose gas cap or something serious and potentially expensive if you don't address it right away. Have our professional technicians at Witt Brothers Service diagnose and fix the problem as part of your overall preventative maintenance program. It could save you from costly problems down the road. Stop by Witt Brothers Service at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield for all of your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to New Prague and the Northfield Raiders in business here. First and 10 for Northfield, starting the second quarter up by six. Zick is, and the Raiders have first and 10 at the 24-yard line. Here's a handoff to Jimmy Vitito, first play of the second quarter. Vitito sneaks his way across the 20 to the 19. Gain of five on the play. It'll be second and five for the Raiders.
Yeah, that was a nice little read option play right up the side out of shotgun. Vitito really... he really made that whole play himself, I'd say, pretty much. But it's good that we're still getting yards. Second and seven, we can do whatever we want here. I'd like to see a touchdown out of this draft.
All right, so I said a gain of five. You say a gain of three. The scoreboard has a gain of four, so they have second and six. Let's split it right down the middle. Second and six for the Raiders. Zick looking to throw, looking to throw. Has his man, Sanchita, wide open. Oh. Touchdown! A rough flag on the play back at the line of scrimmage, usually in the area of holding. So hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Zick is Zick's
he's
mad.
Livid.
And he's,
but because I got to tell you why Zick is livid. He made an unbelievable fake. He faked it to Sam Pratt on the left side. Then he went back to the right side to Sanchina. Everyone bid on the fake to the left. Sanchina was wide open for 10 yards, or by 10 yards. Unbelievable. Mason Zick, I can't even praise him enough.
Executed perfectly, and the Raiders hold to kill the play. So it's a 10-yard penalty from where the ball was spotted. So they're going to move it back.
They got a timeout here.
They're going to move it back to the 29-yard line, which will bring up a second down. And it's to be 18, about 20, 18, 19, yeah, 18, 18 19, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, something
again,
like that.
Again, we're not good on yards.
Their spot falls is what they are. So it's
that's a major bummer because that was a great play, by everyone involved. Because when he faked to Sam Pratt on the left, Sam Pratt kind of looked up like he was going to get the ball, and then he turned to the whole other side of the field, and safety was burnt by Stanchina. But holding happens.
All right, so the timeouts on the scoreboard haven't changed, so I'm not quite sure what
is it a referee timeout? I don't know.
All about here.
We can talk about quarterback level. I almost went there. You know what? If Mark Quinnell is out there listening, Mark Quinnell, I left you a message today. I have three trees down in my backyard, and we'll be talking on Monday. that tornado kind of went through my yard there pretty bad.
Well, yeah, Mark's going to be a busy guy here.
I bet he is.
But he does good insurance.
But
he sponsors our scoreboard.
I promote him on the show here. Maybe he gets a priority treatment.
That's right. There you go. Zick rolling out, looking to pass. Has his man. Catch is made by Ives. Makes the first man miss. Balling his way into the end zone. He's going to be down at the one-yard line. But a nice job by Michael Ives. He ran right through the initial contact of the defender. Then he ran down of another 10 yards after that and just about reached in to get it, but just short. First and goal, Raiders at the one.
Yeah.
Michael Ives, nice job.
Dusty, you are so right. He ran about a 15-yard stop pattern, hit it. Broke the first tackle, broke a second tackle, and he carried a guy from about the 9-yard line down to the one. You gotta love, I think our receiving core is stepping up. I'm sorry if I ever felt like I called them out before, but those guys are stepping up. Love you guys.
Alright, here we go. First and super short for the Raiders. They're gonna give it to Vinito into the end zone. Touchdown! Raiders! No flags on this play. Can't take my call away this time, referees. Touchdown, Raiders! And the Raiders are going to stay out there and go for two to make this 20-7. Right now the score 19-7 with 10:52 remaining in the first half. And they're going to try to shoot for two here, trying to get back to the 21. Remember, their second touchdown, the missed extra point, it requires them to take this to get this back to a two-touchdown extra point. I don't know, 14-point game. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But, yeah, I love the confidence on that. You see the minute Zick handed off, he threw his hands up for a touchdown. He knew it, and I like that. We need to be confident. We need to be cocky. That's how you win football games. So let's see what we got. I think we're rolling to the right here.
Zick looking to throw, has his man. He's got Vinito. He's into the end zone for the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
The new score, Northfield 21, New Prague 7 with 10:52 remaining in the first half. Let's take a one-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
95.1, the one station where our playlist goes on for days.
Family medicine physicians care for patients of all ages for a wide range of conditions. They treat everything from routine care to complex, multi-problem health issues. They can care for your whole family. They enjoy getting to know you well over time and tailoring your care to you. Check out the family medicine team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics at northfieldhospital.org. With providers in Northfield, Lakeville, Farmington, and Lonsdale, great care is close to you. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
If you need to send a box far away or something overnight, want a cool sign for your business or a banner for your birthday, and you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox. You can make copies, get supplies, find a box, ship a box, buy stamps, fax a letter, get your mail, send your mail, make a sign, design a sign, fix a sticker, print a poster, FedEx, DHL, UPS, Speedy, or even through the U.S. mail. If you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox.
All right, back live here to live action, and here's the big return, the return by the New Prague Trojan. That's Osborne. He caught it at the two. He's now tackled all the way down at the Northfield 25-yard line. That's a monster return for the New Prague Trojans, their best field position of the game. First and 10, Trojans deep in Raider territory.
That Osborne kid keeps just killing it, man. And the only reason I noticed him is he's got the, like, loose sleeves.
Yeah, he's got the white sleeves on.
I don't even know who wears a shirt like that.
Which, thank you. It helps me out.
He's wearing, like, an XL long-sleeve white shirt where everyone wears Under Armour now, but that's fine. Yeah. I don't know what I was going to say.
What's 68 plus 5? 73?
68 plus 5, that 73, is 73.
74. 74-yard return there for by the Trojans. First and 10, New Prague at the Raider, 24-yard line. Okay, Johnson for the Trojans goes under center. They've been running the football. Handoff goes to number 25. I believe that might be Callahan.
Yeah, it's
short gain on the play.
It's a shootout here. Holy cow. No one can cover on the kicks. Everyone's got great field position right away. And, we don't do our defense any favors doing that. All these guys are already backs against the wall. They're a little bit nervous, and we'll see if we can make a stop.
All right, so the gain of two by Callahan puts it second and eight for the Trojans at the 22, And here comes the that jet sweep to Osborne, who gets across the 20 to the 19. Short of a first down, though, this will be third down coming up for New Prague. We'll wait and see where they spot the football. He spotted about the 19 for a gain of 3. That brings up third down and 5 for the Trojans.
Yeah, it looks like Josh Grabel came up and made the play on that one. But, again, when our corners and our safeties are making our most tackles, that's not a good scenario to be in. That means they're downfield. So, yeah, we got to make a stop here. Third down. I think we can do it. What do you think they're going to do, Dust? A little. I think they're rolling out to the left.
Well, they just sent in
formation, but
Blake Woodson, number 7, who's wearing the long sleeves.
Yeah,
like,
they're going left.
Like Osborne does, so don't get fooled.
Yep.
It's going to be handoff up the middle. That's to Callahan, and Callahan's going to be short of a first down. They tried to do a little inside trap or something. Gain of 1 on the play. Fourth down and 3 for the Trojans. Hold
I'd
on
say
here.
Questionable call right
Very
there.
Very questionable.
What were they doing? Why would they just dump it? That was like a wasted play call, you know. But, hey, now they got fourth down and 3, and we got a lot of whistles. There's a timeout on New Prague. Okay.
The timeout, yep, taken by the Trojans. Fourth down and 2 for New Prague. They're at the 16-yard line. The Raiders lead by 14 points on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard with 8:54 remaining in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMNRadio.net.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Doctors David Brust, David Buck, Bo Stanley, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
The Quarterback Club in Northfield serves the best flame-broiled burgers, baby back ribs, and chicken in Northfield. They also have daily specials that are sure to satisfy. Every meal is made to order, and you can dine in or take out. For daily specials, quality food, and great prices, make it the Quarterback Club in Northfield.
I got to say, though, Dustin.
Got to wait for the hook, baby.
I know, but I love that graphic mailbox song.
Is that good?
That's the freaking best song.
That is cool.
Whoever
that is cool.
That, I want your CD.
That is a cool jingle they got there. Yes, absolutely. Okay, on fourth down and 2, the Trojans are going for it, and it's an incomplete pass, a turnover on down, so the wasted 72-yard kickoff return goes nowhere as the Raider defense holds first and 10 Northfield at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, you know, I think the 78-yard return was almost Achilles' heel on that play because the player that they needed to be able to run offense for them was the guy who made that return, and he was too tired to be out there, right?
Yeah.
He was in the sidelines for most of those plays. So we'll see here.
All right, here come the Raiders. Zick goes in the shotgun. Hands it off to Vidito, right up the gut. Jimmy gets up to about the 19, a gain of 3, 2nd and 7 coming up for the Raiders.
I do like the swagger that our offense has going right now. The running backs, receivers, everybody's kind of amazed. Zick, everybody's kind of feeling it. Football is the biggest confidence game. I mean, every sport is a confidence game, but we really got it going right now. So if we can get a touchdown here, a nice long drive, that would kind of put the dagger in. It looks like we're open here on the left side. There's not enough covers over here.
All right, here we go. And the Raiders are going to hand it off to Jimmy Vidito, who takes it up off tackle, and he fights his way down for a first down all the way to the 30-yard line. That's a good run of 11, baby. 1st and 10 Raiders.
Yeah, that was a great run by Vidito. And like I observed there at the beginning of that, I think we're going to go back to that twins formation. To the right, and did you see the safety?
Did, yeah. The slot receiver
up.
Was wide
slot
open.
He has an easy slant that is going to give him 5 yards plus running room or 10 yards plus running room. So we'll see. They'll go back to that. They're smart guys. The old Sullivan squad.
All right, Jimmy Vidito is going to go split out now to the near side. Imes to the far side. Stanchino's in the backfield with Zick. And the handoff does go to Stanchino, who gets up the middle, jumps over, falls down to about the 35-yard line, a gain of 4, but a flag on the play. We'll wait and see what the call is. Came out quickly by the referee.
Looks like the holding area, right?
Yeah.
Not too many defensive calls right where that flag was thrown. Yep.
Holding on the Raiders. And they spot it at about the 31-yard line. So
21?
Nope, 31.
No, now it's at the 21.
Oh, now it'll be at the 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving it back. That's a straight 9-yard penalty. So where the hold happens, it's 10 yards from where the spot was. That was a yard upfield. So it's first down and 19 for the Raiders. Ball at the 21-yard line.
All right, looks like they got better coverage over here. They got more guys out there. But still.
Raiders go trips. Zick runs it that way, looking to throw, looking to throw. Has his man. Imes makes the catch down near the 35-yard line. They're going to say he got back. About the 36 is where they're going to put him out of bounds. Nope, excuse me. The 35, they're going to put him out of bounds. So it'll be second down and manageable here for the Raiders. It was 19. Now it's 7. That is a gain of
what?
12 yards?
12. I don't know. I was just going to say that I am so impressed with the growth of these receivers in Mason. Their timing is ridiculous. Is it not, Gus?
Yes.
And he's hitting the guys right as they cut out of the route. Guys are running perfect routes. Got to love Imes. Got to love all the guys. Rataj, Mason, Sick. Here we go. Another throw.
Second and 7 coming up for the Raiders, and it's Imes again who has a first down. Hit immediately as he caught it, but it's across the 40 to the 42-yard line. First and 10, Raiders, a 9-yard gain.
I have not seen an efficiency like this of a Northfield quarterback in a long time. Just a great job on Mason. And, again, I can't give it up to his receivers enough because, I mean, I think I have to admit, I think a couple weeks ago I maybe said that they dropped a lot of passes. I'm sorry, guys. You stepped up. You guys are catching everything. I haven't seen one even close. Well, Mitchell's one, but that's about it.
Zick is 7 of 9 right now, Grady. 7 of 9, and the one was that pass interference over here, and I think the other one was the drop by Mitch Giacchino that hit him right in the hands. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. His timing is
so.
Guys, you know,
Delta Mason's doing wrong.
You can't see it at home, but you understand the fact that when a quarterback plants his back foot and doesn't have to do anything other than throw, it's almost like, you know, don't want to bring up Aaron Rodgers or something, but it's like you just know that he knows where he's going every single time. He knows where he's going. I'm very impressed.
Looks like we had an injured Raider. I believe that was Michael Imes. He needed to take a breather right now. He's over there talking to the trainer, John Sand. He was the one that made the reception and then was down after that. But he's up. He's talking. He's up on his own feet right now. Good to see. First and 10 Raiders at the New Prague 42-yard line. 7:13 remaining in the first half. Raiders lead by 14. On the Mark Quinnell scoreboard.
Ooh, yep.
And this time they're going to get him. They didn't call it last time. They said he got back, but it's going to be encroachment on the Trojans. Add 5 yards on here.
Yeah, that's great that we got the call there. I just got a shout out if we're going to talk classic Northfield Raider players. Steve Gorka just sent me a text saying that it sounds like old Rocky Zeman, if you remember that name.
Joe Horan.
Remember those guys?
Horan sounds familiar. Rocky Zeman. No, it doesn't.
He was a quarterback. He was a great guy. Joe Horan, obviously both great guys. They were about 4 years older than me, maybe 5 years older than me.
Okay, so I was too young for them.
It was a while ago. But, hey, we give it right back.
Ethan Riley, silly man, playing tight end out there for the Raiders. So it was a 5-yard encroachment to the Trojans. Very next play. Ethan jumps a little bit early, moves it back 5 yards. We're right back to first and 10 Raiders at the New Prague 42. So offsetting penalty pretty much right there, Grady.
I know. They just wasted a bunch of our time, but no time went off the clock. So this is going to be a long game, man, if it keeps going like this. All right, Trish, right. I think we're going to sprint to the right here. Let's get that slot guy.
Vindito is going to go in motion, and they're going to look for Jimmy.
Ooh.
They got Jimmy. No, incomplete. Great coverage by the Trojans. The pass was there. Jimmy Vindito did have a step, but New Prague nicely closed on it. Incomplete. It'll be second and 10 for the Raiders.
You know what? That's the first time I've seen Mason actually just commit to a receiver, if you didn't know.
Right, yes.
I think he committed to the wrong
receiver.
Never
took his eyes off him.
Yeah, he looked at Vindito the whole time. Vindito was not open that whole time. Great defensive play by New Prague. I give it up to them. Vindito ran a great route, but I think he was anticipating him to be open, but he had other guys open, so... Go back to your basics, Mason. Your instincts are right. Don't try to force anything.
All right, Raiders go trips for Taj, Stanchina, Iams to the near side. Vidito in the backfield with Zick standing 4 yards back. Quick hitch to Stanchina. Stanchina makes the catch. Oh. Makes one man miss. Makes the second man almost miss. But, hey, nice yardage. Up to the 49-yard line for a gain of 7 on the play. We'll say 8. Let's make it 3rd down and 2 for Northfield at the 49 of the Raiders.
That almost looked like that play made at Faribault last week. Remember, he caught that hitch and just took off. He did the same thing here. Made that first guy look silly. But great play by whoever the second defender was for New Prague, just snagging him up by the feet. Mitchell Stanchina is a marvelous football talent, marvelous athlete talent, really.
3rd down and 2 coming up for the Raiders. They need to get to their own 49. They're at the New Prague 49 right now. Same formation for the Northfield Raiders. Zickles in the shotgun. Quick pass. Has his man incomplete. Intended for Sam Pratt. Right off Pratt's hands. It'll be 4th down coming up for Northfield. And we'll see what Bubba does here now on 4th down and 2. Punt team coming in.
Yep. You know, Sam being newly installed into the offense. Sam is a very athletic player. Very fast. Very smart. But, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a big stage for him right now. Just like we said earlier in the year, some of those receivers had a hard time catching balls, and now they're just perfect. So I think Sam will come around. Yep. And if you want, I know where to find him.
He'll be fine. All right, so the Raiders have to punt for the first time tonight. Trojans have 2 punt return men. There's the punt. It's a good high punt to the corner. Wow. And it lands out of bounds. We'll wait and see where it's where they said it went out. I think it's going to be pretty good kick by Mason. They'll spot it at the
he's moving all around.
16-yard line. All right, so they'll spot it at the 16th where they said it went out of bounds. 1st and 10 Trojans at their own 16-yard line. We'll keep it right here. 5:39 remaining in the first half. Raiders lead by 14.
All right, since we're keeping it here, why don't I mention a couple of sponsors, huh? Northfield Construction. Shout out to Tyler Severson. He's definitely not listening. He's got 2 little kids. He's too busy, but he works there. Schmidt Homes, Northfield Insurance, the old crew there. Who else we got? Professional Drive Dental. I'll be coming around.
All right, and there's a tackle for loss by Ethan Riley. It was handed to Osborne, and so it's going to be a loss of 4 on the play. Brings up 2nd and 14 all the way back to the 13-yard line.
Ooh. Yeah, not that any of you guys at home care. Dusty talked about how this great new press box is, but it also has, like, gaps where we can't see. So right now I'm having a hard time seeing what's going on. But I'll figure it out, guys. I know you really are worried about me.
All right, here we go. And looking to throw is Johnson. Get him. He's going to be tackled. Nice job. He gets maybe a couple of yards back up to the original line of scrimmage, so gain of 4, maybe 5. It's 3rd down and long any way you look at it for the Trojans there. It's great coverage downfield by the Raiders secondary, forcing Johnson to run the football, and the Raider line and linebackers caught up to him, made the tackle, 3rd and 9 for New Prague.
Yeah. Defense is making a stop here. They got really nothing they can run right now. They're so deep in their zone. I think all they can run right now is a screen or a draw. If they throw it, we're ready. And if they run it, they're not going to get all 9 yards that they need. We'll see.
All right, here we go. Looking to pass, and it is caught by the receiver. Boy, I thought Rossbiller might have
had that. He cut right in there.
Had a plan. It kind of bounced and landed right in the hands of number 84. That's Ryan Schoenbauer for the Trojans. He's going to be, I believe, short of the first down by just a little bit. It was a gain of eight. It'll be 4th down and super short. Well, they might have to measure this. From up here, it looks like he's short.
Yeah, I think he was short for sure. I don't know where they spotted it, but he was short on the tackle, but spot, whatever. But Rossmiller, yeah, he was right there, and I don't think he just didn't grab for the ball, right?
Yeah.
He was right there.
Yeah, he was right, almost ready to make the tackle, but, you know, as a cornerback, you got to have your hands ready to go, too, and knock that ball out or take that ball away. Be ready for anything,
balls,
you know?
In the air, you take that thing, man.
Like a late reaction almost.
Okay, they're not getting it.
Yeah, so he's short by about a half a yard of football's length. So it'll be 4th and super short here. This is a big call right now. This is almost, you know, a quarterback keeper area right here. Just fall forward and you got the 1st down. I don't know. You're down 14 points.
If you're down 14 points,
they're going.
Sometimes I would really go with the bold move. What if you do a tight end dump here? That's a touchdown.
Maybe. But I don't know. New Prague hasn't shown really much in the past game.
Well, they don't have a tight end or a dump.
All right, here we go. So it'll be fourth down and a half a football's length. Trojans going for it. Quick timeout taken by New Prague. They want to talk this one over. So we'll do the same. 3:54 remaining in the first half. Raiders 21, New Prague 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMNRadio.net.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make his lunch, kids to school, drive to work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed. Kick your shoes off and relax.
As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iatt knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iatt will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, here to New Prague. Now New Prague's going to punt on fourth down and short. They're going to give the Raiders the football here. Graybow, catch that football, falls forward down to the 49, and Josh almost dropped that one. He caught it almost between his legs right there. Got a couple of yards by falling forward. First and 10, Northfield at the New Prague 48. Good field position for the Raiders.
Yeah, it looked like Graybow was lined up a little bit too deep for their punter. Common occurrence in high school football. People expect the punter to be able to go far, but they're pretty inconsistent. Great job by him catching it. I'm sure he heard Flack last time on the sidelines for letting that one go. And it looked like he's like, I'm catching this no matter what. And he did. Good job, Graybaugh. All right, we got trips left. Let's go, Mason.
All right, first and 10, Northfield leading by 14 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Handoff goes to Vidito up the middle. Gets a couple down to about the 49, maybe gain a one. Second down and 9 coming up for Northfield.
Okay. Looks like we're setting ourselves up. Like we said, they're setting up the pass with the run. Really, our run has not been super-duper effective. Super-duper, that's a really big
that's
word.
That's a good word. That's a good great, word for radio. Word.
You yawning on the radio? Dusty is yawning, you guys.
Taught school today. I taught little kids today. You teach high
today.
School. You teach art.
I know.
That's not hard.
It's not.
I was teaching elementary school.
I sleep
school.
The whole time.
I was teaching elementary school. Give me a break. Here's Zick looking to pass on the trips receivers.
Wow.
Has his man. Catch is made. Gavin Rattage.
Yeah.
Gavin Rattage makes the reception at the 30-yard line. Boy, these receivers for Northfield just lighting it up. And Mason Zick looking real good right here. First and 10 Raiders
exactly.
at the 31.
That's what we're talking about those first few games is Mason is on time. His throws are on time. You know what? Maybe he had a little bit of an issue those first couple games throwing it low. Maybe thinking through near guys' knees. Right now he's hitting right in the chest. And the receivers are just picking up the game. Gavin Rattage, great kid, great catch, wonderful play, perfect timing. Keep it going. Here we go, Mace. Let's throw again.
20 yards on the play. Here's Stanchina with the end around. Jet sweep, and Stanchina gets a nice run down across the 20. Tackled finally at the 18-yard line. That's a first down, a gain of 13. First and 10 Raiders.
Got to tell you, Mason Zick is having fun out there. Every time we get a first down, he's doing that old first down point. Every time he knows a touchdown's coming, that's what you need. I mean, he's our leader. That's what everybody looks to, and he keeps getting better every game. And right now, he is on point. I have not seen one flaw in his day.
First and 10 for Northfield at the 18-yard line after the 13-yard gain
now
by Stanchina.
Now they're in a weird spot. I got to get in your way.
Nope, that's fine. I got a great view here. You got to do what you got to do, Grady. Raiders go with three receivers now. Same for me. Okay, Stanchina going again, but we have a jumper on one of the time. Raiders pointing to New Prague. New Prague pointing to Northfield. They're going to give it to the Raiders here. Offsides on the Raiders. Left tackle.
Yeah, it looks like we were running jet sweep again because that left tackle jumped down. He was trying to hook the end, which is a very hard thing to do. I get to get nervous on that because you have to get that first step to the outside. You know, not the best situation. What do we got left here? 202? Is that 210? Yeah, we got a score here. And they want to run with the clock, so it's kind of a
right.
double thing right now.
All right. Trips receivers to the near side. Bunched up is Stanchine, Hines, Rataj. They're going to go with the Vidito. Nope, they're going to have Mason Zick here. He's tackled immediately. Broken play right there. Maybe a yard on the play after the five-yard penalty. We'll bring up second down and 14 for Northfield, spotting the ball right now at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, so that's the same thing that happened earlier in the game that I said that I guarantee Coach Sullivan's going to tell Mason, if you either pitch it or run to the outside. Don't keep it and go up the middle like that. He doesn't need to subject himself to that danger. He's not a running quarterback. He's not a Deshaun.
Here we go. Mason Zick in the shotgun, looking to throw, looking for Stanchina.
Wow.
Stanchina makes the catch into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders! It's a 22-yard touchdown pass. Stanchina to Zick, threw it perfectly. Stanchina jumped over his defender, grabbed it out of thin air, and waltzed on into the end zone.
Yeah, what perfect timing, perfect read. Zick, again, you know, I was saying he was on time so many other times. This time, he took the extra time to wait for Stanchina to come out of the backfield. Kind of, or was he, like, lined up in the slot or something? Or what?
It was Stanchina is the middle guy on that bunch formation.
Yeah. So he came all the way around the outside. Perfect throw, perfect catch. Great job, guys.
All right, here we go. Extra point coming up for the Raiders. Roney's kick not blocked this time. And now the score increases with 1:13 remaining in the first half. It's Northfield 28, New Prague 7. Let's take a one-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
Want to feel like yourself again? Illness, injury, or surgery can make it hard to do daily activities. The physical, occupational, and speech therapists at Northfield Hospital and Clinics can help you recover your strength or learn new skills to cope and get back to the life you love. To make an appointment with Rehabilitation Services in Northfield, call 507-646-8800. For an appointment in Lakeville, call 952-985-2020. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
Hi, everyone. Stephanie from Just Food Co-op. The kids are back to school, our local college students are back, and the community is hopping. As the cooler fall days set in, Just Food is seeing all the fall deliciousness that you expect. Local apples and squash are abundant now. It's a great time to make a hearty crock pot soup or a delicious grass-fed beef roast. Stop in and give us a try. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Welcome back, everybody, to New Prague High School here, or not New Prague High School, it's New Prague Football Field.
It's across the street from the high school.
All right, so the Raiders just kicked off there, and it was a little squib kick taken by the up back, and the Trojans have pretty good field position here. They're going to have it first and 10 at the 38-yard line, but that's because they got a 72-yard return last time the Raiders kicked off.
Yeah, they don't want to kick back to that guy again, long sleeves.
All right, here comes the handoff to Osborne across the 40 to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6 coming up for the Trojans.
I think I'm going to call Osborne sleeves the rest of the game. Is that all right?
Careful, there's another guy that wears them, number 7.
Well,
number 7.
Osborne's sleeves are a little bit bigger than number 7. So who's number 7, by the way? Do we know who he is? Because we can call sleeves and sleeves.
Blake Woodson.
Okay, so sleeves and sleeves junior.
No, they look alike. They look the same. Yeah.
I love them, though. I love those sleeves.
Here comes a handoff and ripped out. That was a busted play by the Trojans there. Johnson hit immediately in the backfield. Good, clean, hard tackle by number 52 for the Raiders.
Oh, that was 52. I thought that was Israel. That is.
David Tonjum.
Tonjum.
Doug Grady, get on that.
Get Tonjum. On that. Yeah, Tonjum. Great play. They tried to run that little jet sweep again. We'd had enough of it. They're calling a timeout. 33 seconds left. It's almost a worthless timeout.
The Raiders called it.
Oh, we did. Good. Yep. Well, then
we want the ball back.
Yeah, because they're not going to get a first down here. I'm going to tell you that. Third and 10. The best opportunity they have is they just got to throw deep, do something like that, and wish for a prayer. But if they do that, then the clock does not run down. So they might want to run. Although we have how many timeouts? We have 2 timeouts left. So even if they ran, we could call a timeout. So pretty much we're in the driver's seat right here. They want the ball back. They want Mason Zick to throw that ball again. He is I can't even say enough of
He's doing good today.
Tonight is
he's feeling it.
Unbelievable.
Sure.
I almost want to run down there and give him a high five right now.
After the game.
I will. Maybe. Yeah, I will. I'll tell him like I told him when he was like in seventh grade. I'm like, hey, good always comes out. Don't worry about anything else.
Trojans coming out of that timeout. The Raiders took the timeout. They just did it to stop the clock. Defensively, nothing changing here for Northfield. After the sack play, so they go to that wing formation. They have two men in the wing position. Here's Johnson rolling out. Hit as he throws it. Ball's loose on the ground. Recovered by the Trojans. I believe it's New Prague football. Yes, it is, but that's okay. It'll be fourth down and a long fourth down. Quick timeout taken immediately by Northfield. The ball will be spotted all the way back at the 31-yard line, so a loss of about 8 on the play.
Was that 88?
68.
Oh, it was 68? Ethan Riley?
Yep.
Oh, dang.
Remember Ethan. The numbers?
Yep.
6 and the 8 look like.
I know. I'm a little
Ethan,
bit
blind. Ethan
Heck
Riley.
Of a play. He came on the edge rush. Oh, man, that was an unbelievable play by Riley. He caught up to the quarterback from behind. Ridiculous, and they lost 10 yards. We do have a chance to score here.
It was funny. Johnson, the quarterback, was rolling out looking to pass, and then he stopped and started to throw. And as soon as, because Ethan was chasing him,
yep.
And once Johnson stopped, Ethan didn't, and boom, he was like a step, just got him real good.
Great play.
Nice,
all
clean
right,
hit.
About move up. You're too deep, man. There you go. Walk up a little bit.
Trojans are punting here on fourth down, so the Raiders should have pretty good field position and time. Graybaugh, fair catch, makes it at the 46-yard line. It's an adventure with Josh catching those punts,
well,
buddy.
He had to run up 10 yards, man.
That's true.
And again, I am someone who really understands it's very hard to do punt returns. But first off, where you place yourself is most important. You never want to have to be running 10 to 15 yards to get the ball. All right, let's do this. Zick has a chance probably for at least two plays here. I bet we run a little bit of a spread. Let's throw it up. Looks like we got Johnson in there. We got Stanchina. We got Rataj.
I think we got
Imes up there, right?
Yep. So it looks like I'm looking at Imes, Johnson, Stanchina, and it'd be Rataj, right,
yeah.
With Zick in the shotgun. So two to the far, two to the near. Zick looking to throw, has time, has his man, catches made by Rataj,
okay.
Out of bounds at the 49-yard line, short gain on the play, but out of bounds, stopping the clock, brings up second down and 6 coming up for the Raiders.
Still a perfect timing. Well, yeah, why is the clock not stopped? We went out of bounds. They're going to have to do something here. Coach Bob Sullivan is next to us in the booth. He's freaking out. They ran down about 10 seconds off the clock after he went out of bounds. Not.
Well, right. They're not going to put it back on.
Now they're stop waiting. I don't even know if someone's complaining. I think Coach Bubba is complaining. Bob's out on the field.
Well,
yeah,
Bob,
right?
Bob is relaying down to Bubba.
Is that Bubba on the field? He's yelling.
Oh, that's Thornton over there.
Oh, Thornton. They ran 10 seconds off. Oh, they just moved it up. They put 12 on.
Okay, 12 seconds remaining here.
It was
second down. Zick trying to fake like he was going to spike. It has his man.
Nice.
Catch is made by Imes across the 40 down to the New Prague 38-yard line. First and 10 Raiders with 6.9 seconds remaining. One more play like that and then maybe a Reed Roney field goal here?
Could be.
Daniel Monahan?
I think they're going for the end zone on this. If I was Mason Zick. God, he is just efficient as can be right now.
49.
Mason, you are...
11, 12,
you're
30,
the best quarterback
14,
in the state right now.
14-yard
completion. Zick looking
he's
to throw.
Him.
Looking to
he's
throw.
Got him.
Going for Stanchina
nope.
All day. And it
oh,
is
he's
caught.
Got him.
He caught it. Touchdown, Raiders. He took it away from the Trojan defender. Pulled it out of his hands into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders. You kidding me? No time on the clock. We go into halftime with the Raiders scoring a touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow, that was a classic wheel route, Dusty. We had trips right. The outside two guys ran post patterns, and Stanchina ran the wheel, and that's why I kept saying he's got him, and Mason knew exactly who to go to. If he threw those post patterns, it would have not been a touchdown. It would have ended the half. Go ahead. You got some?
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play. Gosh, darn
it. Was there a flag? What was the flag?
I didn't see the flag. Where's the flag? What are you doing,
what's
man?
That?
I don't even know what that meant. He gave a safety signal. No way. That was – come on, man. Zick.
So they're saying that each player must have had possession. It was in the end, so it's just so they, wipe it away.
They called it a safety.
So
safety? What the heck? That's what I meant? Who caught the ball?
So it was an incomplete pass. It was. We'll get that. The coaches for the Raiders are going to go down at halftime here. We'll get that information for you, Bob. We'll need to know.
Bob Sullivan will let us know.
You know what's going on there. All right. What happened, ladies? Okay, we're at the half. Stop, everybody. Just relax. We're at the half. The score right now is Northfield 28. I got to relax because that was an amazing play.
I
want to know what happened. So what happened, ladies and gentlemen, is that the ball was up into the end zone. It was going to a New Prague Trojan, and basically the New Prague defender, secondary, and the Northfield Raider, Mitch Stanchina, kind of caught the ball at the same time. And it looks like they were kind of fighting for it, but Stanchina seemed like he had the edge on it and was able to pull it out of his hands.
Maybe
when they ran out of the back of the end zone, they both were fighting for it, so nobody had possession, so just incomplete pass or whatever.
I know that I stopped looking once I got excited and you
I mean, Stanchina kept running through to the end of the end zone, but he had the football by himself before he got to the back of the end zone. So we got to get a call on that. We'll wait and see. Anyways, that is the score now at halftime. Northfield 28, New Prague 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. We'll take a 3-minute break. Come on back. We'll talk about this. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net. 3 minutes.
Are you looking for spacious senior living in Northfield? Feel at home at Northfield Retirement Communities, Northwood Pines. Available for individuals and couples, this assisted living combines the privacy of one-bedroom plus den apartments with family-style meals and care available around the clock. Visit us online at northfieldretirement.org or call us today at 664-3466. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Drive Dental has delivered for over 35 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and our newest addition to the practice, Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
This is Brad Ness, Northfield City Council member, encouraging you to vote on November 6th. The Northfield Ice Arena Advisory Board met for over a year and a half evaluating our ice arena and options on what to do about its current condition. Northfield and Dundas residents will vote on a 1/2 cent local option sales tax expected to generate over $7 million on a 20-year term. An additional $3 million or more is expected to be generated to support parks, trails, and recreational facilities in Northfield and Dundas. Visit the City of Northfield website at ci.northfield.mn.us for more information and vote on November 6th.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Wenzel Heating and Air Conditioning in Eagan is a customer-focused company that employs highly trained people whose goal is to be the best service company in the 13-county metro area. When you deal with Wenzel HVAC, you can expect a positive working environment, practical advice and suggestions, flexible payment options, cutting-edge technology, headache-free maintenance, a dedication to service, and technical excellence. Serving the South Metro, Wenzel HVAC in Eagan. Call 651-894-9898.
Tired of feeling like a number at the doctor's office? At Northfield Hospital and Clinics, we treat you like a person. You are an important part of your healthcare team, so our doctors and staff listen to you and treat you with respect. Our four clinics offer primary and specialty care close to you in Northfield, Lakeville, Farmington, and Lonsdale. Learn more about our doctors and staff at northfieldhospital.org. Brought to you by Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, so, Grady, it wasn't anything that happened down in the end zone, the play at the end. It happened at the line of scrimmage. We got a holding call on the Northfield Raiders is what happened there. So the officials threw the flag, both Grady and I. It's like we need a spotter. Need somebody to say, hey, yeah. boys, because we're looking 40 yards down the field.
If there's somebody out there willing to work for free.
Yeah, to do some spots for us.
Give Jeff Johnson a call, actually. Yeah. Don't call me. Or Logan, call Logan. And
we lose our mind because we think the Raiders just scored a touchdown at the end of the first half, and Stanchino rips it out the ball out of the defender's hands and the holding the whole time. So that's what happened. So I apologize for freaking out and losing my cool there. I just got really excited. But
it
holding was
still
the call.
An amazing play, whether or not it was holding or not.
Yeah.
And it goes back to the play of Mason Zick right now. He is the most impressive quarterback I have seen.
This is quite good.
This is no joke. And he's not playing against a joke defense either. There's guys covered on every play. He's finding the one guy. You know what I mean?
Mason Zick absolutely lighting it up here for the Northfield Raiders. And it has just been one of those days where it's been 2, 3, 4. I got him down unofficially 13 for 16. For well
13
over
for 16, I can already say in my head,
12
two of those
for 16.
Were drops that went right through guys' hands and hit him in the shoulder pad.
With one touchdown. He's got a 22-yard touchdown pass. And
just
a touchdown
leading
run,
our offense,
touchdown.
The efficiency. We're going to come out. I know, Bubba's style. He's not a big run-up-the-score-hole kind of thing here. He's going to come out here and kind of ground and pound. And run down this clock and take the win, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, with the Raiders now up 3 scores, 28-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. New Prague really not getting much going. They had that great opening drive where they ran the football, and even a pretty good second drive as well, where the Raiders ended up stopping them on a turnover on downs. And so, I mean, it's one of those things where after that, the Trojans, you know, their best kind of field position came on a nice
kickoff
return. But other than that, defensive for the Northfield, really stepping up here after those first couple of drives, really shutting them down here. Not much going for New Prague.
Yeah, I think Coach Vitale obviously changed up his formula, and you could see he dialed up a lot more pressure. I think New Prague isn't 100% sure what they're doing on offense. It doesn't look like they have an identity like we do. Right now, we have a total identity. Our identity is Mason Zick, hitting timing routes, doesn't have to throw deep, just intermediate and short. And New Prague right now, they had a couple jet sweeps, had a couple plays, and now they don't really know what they're doing. And Vitale said, hey, if you don't know what you're doing, I know what you're doing. And he was blowing up stuff. The defensive ends coming in hot, corners, everything.
All right, so yeah, we are being recognized and the newest members to the New Prague Trojan Hall of Fame here at halftime. It is homecoming. Let's talk about more about our Northfield Raiders, though. Offensively, we talked about Mason Zick just doing great, but you know, Raiders getting it done here. Jimmy Vitito, 11 carries in that first half. Stanchina had 5, so that makes it 16 carries. Zick carried it a couple of times himself as well. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to establish the ground game, but I tell you, man, I'm looking at some of Mason's passes here. 20 yards, 8 yards, 12 yards, 8 yards,
That's
9 yards,
mean.
16
he,
yards. Just intermediate stuff. Nothing too fancy. There's a couple of big ones there.
It was
super
impressive, I gotta say. And, we were running the ball well. Stanchino's running well. Vitito's running well. They're great, great, great running backs. And, when we come out in the second half, I would expect to not see, though, what we saw in the first half. Like
right.
I said, I think we're going to dial it back a little bit. Because Coach Sullivan's about winning games and not about run up score. And running up score is one thing, but what it does is we put more players than at risk of injury.
Right.
If we're trying to score.
Because then the other
player,
team is getting mad and maybe taking some cheap shots and stuff.
Yeah, if we're running big plays all the time, he wants to run plays that will run out the clock and no one will get hurt. And then we live to be next week. Because football is a game where guys get hurt. You know?
Absolutely.
The longer a game goes, the more plays there are, the more chances you are to get hurt. And nobody wants that. And right now we're really lucky. I haven't seen one on either team, right?
No, it's been good. It's been good for the Raiders. At 28-7, up 3 scores, though. I think maybe he'll still go one more.
I think the first drive in the third quarter,
I think we'll see what we saw. He wants maybe one more, but obviously saying something about the Raider defense, and unfortunately for the Trojan, or the Raider offense, unfortunately for the Trojan defense, not able to stop Mason Zick or the receivers right now. Our receivers are doing great. Zick's doing a great job of finding them, and they're doing a great job of catching the ball, making sure they catch it, getting yards after
the
catch.
Shout out to Iams. Shout out to Rataj. Shout out to Stanchino, who's catching them. Who else is catching them out of there? Anybody else got a catch tonight?
Those three. A couple of drops.
You're going to get one. Sam, you're going to get one. Johnson, you're going to get one. But No, you gotta give it up. Those guys have grown each week, and that's, like I say, every single broadcast we have. It's not about how you start, it's about how you finish.
Exactly.
And those guys have all gotten better every week.
All right. Well, we do have a senior spotlight sponsored by Franz and Bank. My senior spotlight this week is Jordan Frausto. He plays offensive defensive line for Northfield, a 6'2", 245-pound senior. Had a chance to speak with Jordan earlier this week. We're going to learn a little bit more about him. Don't get to hear a lot about those linemen for the Northfield Raiders.
It's always good. It's
we're
going
to learn
good.
A little bit more about
give
Jordan Frausto, talking about what brought him to Northfield. He's only been here about 4 years, came as a freshman. He explains all that in the interview. So if we can, Logan, why don't we go ahead? Let's take a 90-second break and then right into my interview, the senior spotlight with by Franz and Bank, with Jordan Frausto here on KYMNRadio.net.
95.1, the one station where you won't hear the same songs hour after hour.
Franz and Bank and Trust in Dundas is a proud supporter of all Northfield Raiders sports and academics throughout the year. At Franz and Bank and Trust, we have a great lineup of products to meet all of your financial needs. Check out our convenient online services at franzandbank.com or call us at 645-8825. Franz and Bank and Trust in Dundas, your bridge to financial success for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Raiders.
Are you looking for spacious senior living in Northfield? Feel at home at Northfield Retirement Communities, Northwood Pines. Available for individuals and couples, this assisted living combines the privacy of one-bedroom plus den apartments with family-style meals and care available around the clock. Visit us online at northfieldretirement.org or call us today at 664-3466. Northfield Retirement Community. Innovation. Choice. Tradition.
This is Barb from Professional Drive Dental, letting you know that the doctors and staff at Professional Drive Dental are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Drive Dental has delivered for over 35 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak, and our newest addition to the practice, Dr. Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
Welcome back to the Raider Halftime Show, everybody. My senior spotlight this week is Jordan Frausto. Jordan does a great job for the Northfield Raiders. We're going to learn a little bit more about Jordan, about some of his hobbies and some of the things he enjoys away from the football field. Also about some of his thoughts on the team this year as well. So, Jordan, first question. You have the New Prague Trojans tonight. Just going to talk about, you know, what you need to do to come out as a team victorious against New Prague.
I just think that we need to hit hard, get off the ball really fast, and then try to make as many holes as we can for the line.
Okay. And Jordan, you know, you guys had a nice win against Faribault, John Marsh before that. You know, what's kind of been the mentality of this team this week in practice preparing for a team like New Prague?
Just to be ready, you know, to stay focused, be tough, be tougher than the other team and last longer than they can.
Okay. Jordan, when you're not playing football, away from the football field, you're hanging out with your buddies. What are some things you guys like to do?
You know, we just sit around, just kind of hang out and chat, you know, nothing really too exciting.
Do you play video games? You go out to eat?
We usually play some video games, and we eat occasionally, yeah.
Okay. When you do get to go out to eat, where do you like to go?
A place that we went to a lot this summer was Cane's Chicken Fingers. So.
All right. Very good. And, Jordan, now I know one thing that you guys like to do, or a lot of seniors like to do, is, you know, go to movies and stuff like that. Have you ever watched TV? Have any good movies or TV shows that we should look into?
Not that I know of, no.
Not a big thing for you?
No, not really.
Okay. So what are some hobbies that you enjoy doing, Jordan, away from the football field?
Just hanging out with friends and then also playing video games. I like doing that a lot. Just being around people is usually pretty fun.
Okay. Brothers or sisters, their names and what they're up to?
I have an older brother named Jay, and he kind of stays at home a lot now. Mm-hmm. So, but that's pretty much it, yeah.
Jordan, how long have you been in Northfield, your family?
4 years. So I moved here as a freshman.
Okay. And what brought you to Northfield?
Just a better community, a lot better than my old town Red Wing.
Okay. Yes, it is way better than Red Wing. I like that. Yeah. All right. Again, we're speaking with Jordan Frausto, my senior spotlight. Jordan, you know, when you guys, you know, family vacations and stuff or anything, what do you like to do? Have you been anywhere fun in the summertime? Where have you traveled?
Usually every year we go to, like, for spring break, we usually go, like, Arizona because we have a place down there. So we just kind of sit there and relax and enjoy the warm weather during, like, the harsh winters that we have here.
Okay, sounds good. Again, Jordan, continuing our conversation, do you do any other sports at Northfield High School besides football?
In the past, I've wrestled, and then I tried doing a year of track, but it wasn't really my thing. So,
are you going to try wrestling again this year? Or?
I've been thinking about it, but I'm not too sure.
Okay, still have time to figure it out, right? You got to get through the football season first, right? Absolutely. Jordan, how long have you been playing football? What made you involved in the sport?
My first year ever playing football was in sixth grade in Red Wing, and I really liked it, but then I stopped playing it. And then when I first moved here, I was told that I should just try for football, so it's a good way to meet new people. So then the first day I showed up, and, you know, coincidentally, our first game was against Red Wing.
Mm-hmm.
So then everyone knew me as the kid from Red Wing and that we're going to go in and pound them. So very accepting, and it was really awesome.
Very cool. Jordan, let's talk about, you know, what are some things that you like about this team this year?
I just like the people. Those people that I met my very first day, and I'm just comfortable around them. And I think that we're all really tough, and we all work hard, and it's just really cool to see us go out there and get dubs for all of our teammates.
What were some goals that you set for yourself coming into this season, your senior season?
Just some goals was, well, to start. Mm-hmm. So far I've been lucky on that one. And goals just to have fun, have a blast. This is my last year to ever play football, so it's nice to make it count.
And, you've been in the program now for a few years, moving from Red Wing to Northfield. When it's all said and done, what are you going to take away from being a part of this Raider football program?
Being it's a part of a team, being able to work with others a lot well, being able to stay positive even when I'm down, and being able to just fully complete everything with full effort.
Sounds good. Jordan, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
That's Jordan Frosto, my senior spotlight. We'll be back after this. That's it. You're done. Good job, buddy.
Messed up on some of the words.
Oh, that's all right. I'm going to edit it all, make it sound good, I promise.
Thanks, Jordan. Bank and Trust in Dundas is a proud supporter of all Northfield Raiders sports and academics throughout the year. At Friends and Bank and Trust, we have a great lineup of products to meet all of your financial needs. Check out our convenient online services at friendsandbank.com or call us at 645-8825. Friends and Bank and Trust in Dundas, your bridge to financial success for life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, Go Raiders. At Apple Chevrolet Buick in Northfield, they like to take the simple approach to helping you buy a new vehicle.
Our whole process, whether it's service or parts or sales, is fully transparent to the customer. We always kind of make a joke that we are terrible poker players. We play our hands face up.
That's Justin Olson, General Manager at Apple Chevrolet Buick, where they work hard to make sure the customer knows what's going on every step of the way.
There's no secrets, there's no games, there's no hiding. We want everybody to know what's going on at all times.
An open, honest approach. That's the Apple way. Apple Chevrolet Buick on Highway 3, your hometown auto dealer.
Okay.
That a boy, Grady. Good job.
No,
good job. I got you.
I gave it that. I should be on AGT.
Yeah. All right. So.
Eliminated first round.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have to talk about it. And I have to apologize to the listeners out there for that last play of the last half. What happened there, this is a mistake on my part as I kind of processed it. What I need to do is when there's a play down in the corner there, I need to look back at the line of scrimmage to check for flags. It's because Mitchell was pulling the ball away from the quarterback. The play took a long time to develop down there.
Yeah.
So I got excited looking at that, and it just slipped my mind. So I actually apologize. I should have seen a flag down at the line. I always do that.
But
I always
do that,
and I didn't.
You don't need to apologize that much.
So that's my fault.
They picked up the flag fairly quickly because normally I look too. And normally I see a flag, and I think they picked it up right away. They usually leave it on the field for a while.
That's my mistake. I got to be looking for the flag there. So,
anyway, it was an amazing play.
People excited for nothing, but anyway,
everyone's probably all mad now. They're like, I'm not listening
well,
to the second
half. Well, you know
half.
What? I've been
my
doing
Friday
this long enough.
Ruined.
I've been doing this long enough.
Yeah,
we're going to
get some hate calls.
That. Well, you know.
They're going to get us on Twitter.
At least I'm to the point now where I'm catching it, before I would even realize that
I don't follow, I don't check any of that stuff, so go ahead and rip on me all you want online, I'm not going to look.
Right? Yeah, we're online tonight, it's not on 95.1 The Wonder, and just, by the way, I think you guys I've said it all game, but with the storm last night, it knocked out our antenna for the time being, so 95.1 and AM 1080 are offline, streaming online, kymanradio.net, where you're listening to me right now, so if you know somebody that's in the listening
to you?
Area.
Listening to you? Us?
Listening
Can
to
us.
Us.
Thank you.
Sorry, Grady. See, there you go again. See,
I know.
Now I make two mistakes. I don't even give props to my color guy.
It's all good.
Good golly, Dusty.
I was just going to be like, hey, Mark Quinnell, shout out. Come fix up my house, man.
Yes, you will be talking to Mark here very
we'll be
good. He sponsors our scoreboard.
I know. That's what I'm telling him. I'll be like, hey, I'll give you extra shout outs if everything works out.
Put you on the priority list.
Yep.
The scoreboard, sponsored by Mark Quinnell, reads Northfield 28, New Prague 7. Trojans get the football to start the second half. The kickoff went and was picked up by number 25, Callahan. He got it all the way back to the 33-yard line. That's where the Trojans start. First and 10, New Prague at the 33. False start.
Oh, yeah.
Almost intercepted. Intended.
That was great by number 84. In. You can look it up who it is.
Intended for number 84, that is Ryan Schoenbauer. I've called his name a couple of times tonight. Schoenbauer, but Graybow had a beat on it, and it went right through his hands. Incomplete, second down.
Tough play for a defensive back to make that interception, but if he makes that interception, you know he's got Dusty. Pick six.
Mm-hmm.
He had it in his grasp. And I can tell. Josh Graybow is a great talent. I love watching him play. Great cut on that one. Either way, he knocked the ball down, so that's fine.
All right, double handoff there by the Trojans, taken by the up back number. I believe that's 10.
We got Stanga. Stanga in on that tackle, and we also have our buddy Antonio Luis Peralta.
Yeah, senior spotlight last week.
Yeah,
good
exactly.
Conversation with that young man.
Yeah, good to see Stanga getting involved. I know he always wants to. He is an unbelievable linebacker, very intense kid. He wants to do everything he can.
So that gain of four by the Trojans brings up a third down and six. They're at the New Prague 36-yard line. Here's Johnson rolling out under pressure, has his man incomplete and is short. It'll be fourth down, and the Trojans, I think, sending out the punt team. Good start there by the Raider defense, holding the Trojans to a 3-and-out.
Yeah, Ethan Riley on the pressure. We dialed it up right there. We brought Stanga, Riley, and it looked like a defensive tackle got up in there, too. Let's give it a shout-out to, I think that was Peralta again. Yeah, he had no chance to throw that ball. He only threw it by about 10 yards. Good job, Raider D. So we got a little punt here. Graybow still too deep. There you go.
Graybow.
Oh, no.
Drops the football. It's fumbled. He recovers it. And it's going to be down back. There's a flag on the play. See, I saw that one.
That's
football
holding on us.
Is down at the 19-yard line. And there's a flag sitting at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, and that's where the gunners run down. And we must have held the gunner. The gunner on a punt is the guy who's on the outside who runs all the way down. Oh, he moved it a couple yards. That's good. But usually you don't see holding in that scenario.
Holding on the Raiders. Yep, you're right, Grady. Good job.
But they're not really changing anything.
I think where it's the difference is the hold happened at the 34-yard line.
It'd
go to the 24.
Okay.
So they have it down at the 20. So with Graybow fumbling it and the ball going so far back, they can't take a 10 from where the spot happened. They're putting a 10 from where the ball ended up.
The fumble was already further than 10.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they move the Raiders all the way back now to the 9-yard line. First and 10, Northfield at their own 9.
All right. At least we have first and 10. We're not backed up too bad.
It's a pitch out to Stanchina trying to get around the edge, and not much going there. A couple of yards, but maybe two. Second and 8 coming up for the Raiders.
Nice block on the outside of it there by Gavin Rattage. I like that. But again, you have to be pretty conservative. The playbook opens up as you get more towards midfield, and when you're down inside your 10-yard line, it's limited options for Coach Sullivan on what he wants to call here because you got to be safe. We have a great lead, and you don't want to do something dumb. But right now, hey, we got a good formation. I want to see Mason pass right there.
Sam Pratt is the slot receiver, number 95. And there's the catch. A drop. Stanchina had in his breadbasket, kind of bobbled it a little bit and didn't quite have control before he turned to run. He drops it. It's third down.
Yeah, and I think that's the same situation as the other one. I think Mitchell was looking to run before he was catching it.
Yep.
I think you were right. He's such a terrific talent that he's thinking about what he can do with it after he catches it. A lot of guys just are happy to get a pass and catch it. But he is always thinking about the next thing. And, maybe he's just got to dial it back, chill out a little bit.
Here we go. Zick looking to throw on third down and 7.
Nice.
Has this man, has Stanchina, incomplete,
that's
and
a flag.
Pass interference will be called on the Trojans. 15 yards and a first down for Northfield. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, New Prague is mad, but it's their own fault. What Mason did there was he did one of those old okey-doke double pumps. He double pumped on, and I almost call it like, you know, a slow read, but Mitchell ran slow. He pumped him, and then he went deep, and then he underthrew the ball, but the guy totally ran over Santina.
Blake Woodson, the cornerback there for the Trojans, if he looks back, he might have an interception.
He would have totally had a pick.
So it was throwing slow, but he ran right into him. And easy call for the official to make there. Got to turn your head there, young man. Got to turn your head.
Yep, Sleeves Jr.
Yeah, so that 15-yard penalty, once they get it, they spot it. Where are they going to spot it here?
About the 30,
probably.
It'll
be up at the 22-yard line.
Oh, for real?
So first and 10 Raiders at the 22. All right, Zickel's in the shotgun, two receivers for Northfield, nice. And it's an inside handoff to Vidado. Totally faked out. Nice run there. Mm-hmm. Nice play fake by Zick and Stanchina, but the handoff went to Vidado right away. Vidado muscles his way up to the 34-yard line, 33-yard line. So it'll be a gain of 11, first and 10 Raiders.
Great misdirection call by Coach Bubba Sullivan, and that is what his forte is. I always loved coaching with him because he always knew what the defensive weakness was and how to set guys up. You set them up, you knock them down. It's like jokes.
Same play. This time it goes to Vidado again. Spins around one man, spins around another man. Still fighting his way down. Look at Jimmy Vidado. Take the pile with him into Trojan territory. Tackled at the 49 of New Prague. Nice run by Vidado. First and 10 Raiders.
Yeah, gotta love it. God, he probably six tackles at least he broke there. That was great. Vidado is loving it. You know what I think Jimmy is feeling? He's like, hey, the pass game's getting a little bit too much. I want my own piece of the action.
Flag on the play.
Oh, no, and it is on us. Yeah, we're walking back.
Shoot. Where's my spotter?
Yeah, spotter. Hey, spotter guy.
Spotter, where are you?
Well, we got this Northfield News guy here. Who's awesome.
No, he's working. He's working hard.
Shoot, sorry. Like I said, we open auditions for a spotter.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Well, that's your job. I've been calling the play. You
got
to be the one looking back.
I got a spot.
I'm blaming you now.
Okay, you can blame me for anything you want.
You got to look back at the line of scrimmage when there's a play. Holding call on the Raiders. So it moves it back, makes it a first down at 19, ball on the 25-yard line. Raiders spread it out, three receivers to the near side.
Oh, we jumped.
And
Sam.
Offside again. Ooh, Sammy. All right, so move it back another five after that. It's all right. We've been showing we can get big plays here, no problem.
Although, what do we got? This. First and 30?
First and 24.
24, not nearly close to 30.
Ball is spotted at the 19-yard line.
So I'm thinking there's no play in the playbook for this. I mean, throwing is all right, let's go.
Get a little back right now.
Trips. I think they're going to run, but throw it. Do it. Yeah, there you go.
Here comes Zick rolling out.
Yes.
Looking.
Oh, yes.
Has Rataj off his fingertips. It was there, but dropped by Gavin. Incomplete, second down.
That was on the money.
Got to catch that.
Yeah. No
nice
way.
Nice play by Zick.
Yeah.
Nice throw.
That was a great play call by Coach Elvin. Like I said, I mean, you could have just given up when you're first and 24.
Well, Zick is throwing, though, right now,
don't
heck,
give up.
Not a problem.
No, throw
I mean,
it.
He,
and
is,
he did.
He's
he
just on point right
he
now.
He threw it to the furthest guy in the route combination. The route combination was a guy in the flats, a guy running 10-yard out, and then a guy running a deep flag. If you don't know what any of that means, hopefully you do. But he threw the deep flag. Great throw. That's a hard throw to make, I can tell you that.
All right, here comes the handoff, but this time it goes for naught as a handoff. I believe that's Vidado getting stuffed for no gain at all. Brings up third down and a mile here for the Raiders.
Yeah, which means we're just going to kind of, you know, you got to lick your wounds right here. We're going to just run this out and punt it. Because if we try to go deep, obviously New Prague knows that, and it could risk a turnover or, like, other things like that. So. They're probably going to run it again here and then just punt it away and let
it. But you're up by three scores, though, and your defense is doing good.
Yeah, but who's going to get second or third in, what is it, third
and 25?
Yeah. Who's going to get that? There's no play in the playbook for that. I can tell you that. There's nothing made for that.
Run deep. Run deep and throw.
They know you're running deep. The guys are 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. On
Zick looking to throw.
Oh, but never
has this man Michael Owens. I told you. Tackled at the 44 of the Trojan. First and 10 Raiders. Michael Owens right up the seam in the middle of the field. Zick hit him in stride. First and 10. Woo!
Prove me wrong all day long, Dusty. Prove me all day, Bubba. Wow. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Mason Zick is a stone-cold sniper. Who throws that ball in that situation? That is a scary play. You don't see that even in college and, like, pros. Like, he's like, I'm going for it all on this play. He threw it to the deepest guy on that route. Did you not?
He did 25, got 32.
God,
32-yard
crazy how good
pass play. Jimmy Vinito now up the middle, and Vinito's got a little running room there. Down across the 30, 25, tackle at the 21-yard line. Looking back to the line of scrimmage,
no flag
on the play.
Nice job.
All right,
there
we go. I'm going to be my own guy. Not going to get any help from
you can get
and
double,
I'm not going to get guys behind me.
You can get a double paycheck for being your own
I should.
Spotter, right?
I should.
Do I get a double paycheck for what I do?
You can have double what you get paid,
thank
Grady,
you. Can't
for being
wait.
My spotter. Double what you get paid.
0+0. No, but see, that's in the infectious attitude that a great throw like that from Mason Zick brings in. All of a sudden, Vidado's ready to run. Plus, New Prague had to run back about 30, 40 yards, so they're all on their heels. They don't know what's going on, and bam, Vidado hits him smack right in the face.
22-yard run by Jimmy Vidado. First and 10 Raiders at the Trojan 22-yard line. Handoff goes to Stanchina trying to get around the edge. Stanchina gets up near the 10-yard line. And I believe he will have a first down, a gain of 11 on the play. Yes, it will be a first down. First and goal, Raiders. First and goal at the 10.
Yeah, Stanchina, just the way he runs just flows. You know what I mean? He's a glider. He's like a gazelle out there. When he's running pass routes, when he's running plays, just unbelievable. So right now, the playbook is wide open. I just got it. That long third and long, man. Zick. Was that Iams?
It was Iams.
Iams, you are the man.
Here comes Zick. Option play out to Vidado trying to get around the edge, and he's going to be, well, he was going to be stopped, but he fights his way for a gain of one, a tough one. That was going to be a no-gainer. He got 1 yard on it, brings up second. Oh, they're going to say we'll have a chance to get a first down here. So it'll be second down and 9 at the 10. So the ball was spotted at the 11 is where they put it before the play started.
And that was a good move by Mason, sending out that pitch on the speed option because, again, he maybe had the option earlier, like in the game, to cut it underneath. But he doesn't need to take hits on that. Vidado is built for hits. He can take a few. And even though he doesn't get some yards, the guy's a beast. He's pretty much a brick wall.
All right, Vidado now goes in motion. Zick hands it off to Stanchina, tackled immediately. New Prague sniffed that one out right away. Loss on the play. Back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 10 for Northfield at the 11.
All right, looks like we're probably going to come out here and throw. I'm thinking roll out to the right. What do we think about the old Buffalo pass? Although maybe they don't need it right now.
No.
No. 28-7.
I'm looking at Luke Johnson, number 4 out there.
Well,
tight end dump.
We haven't had a tight end dump all year. That's classic.
We've had the slot receiver go up the middle and catch
that's
it.
Pretty
but,
much. Well,
I
let's
mean,
see if we can see if
dump.
We see a running back go in motion. Let's see it. Running back go in motion? Nope.
I mean, just no tight end dump then with no motion. Got it. Here's a catch made by Stanchina. Bulls over his man into the end zone. Looking for a flag. No. Touchdown, Raiders. It's an 11-yard pass play. Zick to Stanchina. He ran over. He was hit at the 5, lowered his shoulder, and knocked him down on his back. Ran into the end zone for the touchdown, and it's all Northfield right now. 34-7 favoring the Raiders of the State Farm or Mark Quinnell scoreboard. 5:23 remaining in the third quarter, and the extra point coming up.
Yeah, what a great play. Great placement on the pass. Again, timing was perfect on that, right, Dust?
Yes.
I mean, and Stanchina, he is a bulldozer when he gets the ball. He's so, I don't even know what the word is for it. You don't see how fast he's running or how big he is because he is so big and fast.
Well, you know, he's kind of a lanky kid, but to see him knock a guy on his butt after
he's really strong.
That was good. And the kick.
He's deceptive, I guess is the word I was looking for.
Kick by Roney is good. So the Raiders now lead 35-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Mark Grady needs some insurance. We'll be talking to you this week. 5:23 remaining in the third quarter. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
Willie's Shoe Repair in Northfield is your shoe and boot repair center. Randy also does leather repair, including bags and briefcases. They sell new boots, belts, and shoe care items. Your shoes and boots will appreciate the quality work at Willie's Shoe Repair.
95.1. The One.
Are you tired of that icky old shower, crumbling old tile, or outdated bathtub? Rebath can help in as little as one day. Rebath is locally owned and would be glad to meet with you for a free estimate. Call us today at 1-800-BATH-TUB to turn that old bathroom into new.
If you need to send a box far away or something overnight, want a cool sign for your business or a banner for your birthday, don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox. You can make copies, get supplies, find a box, ship a box, buy stamps, fax a letter, get your mail, send your mail, make a sign, design a sign, fix a sticker, print a poster, FedEx, DHL, UPS, Speedy, or even through the U.S. mail. If you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox.
Where it began, I can't begin.
Oh my gosh, and the kickoff goes down, and the new.
Wasn't kidding. I have to write down what happened.
Oh no,
I
was kidding. New Prague just got returned the kickoff to the 48-yard line. I know. I'm just joking around. New Prague's got the ball in the 40th. Looks like they're doing a little jet sweep out here to the left. Hook the end. Great come up by, that looks like LaPanta
and Graybow.
And Graybow on the play. Good job by our defense. Dusty is doing some math over there on some touchdowns and everything else that's going on.
I'm done. You're good.
You're back? Okay.
You're good. You can just go back to
Sorry, guys. He asked me to do play-by-play, and then if you ask Grady to do anything,
he
just overdoes it like an idiot. That's what I do. That's who. And I'm talking to a third person, which is even worse.
You did fine, but I'll take it from here.
Okay, thanks.
All right, second down and 8 for the Trojan. Handoff goes to Callahan. Callahan tries to get around the edge. That play was working for the Trojans in the first half, but the defense has seems like they fixed that a little bit. A gain of 2 on the play. And it'll be third down for New Prague. We'll say third down and 6 coming up for
We had Glampy and Ross Miller out there. We had Stanchina out there helping on that play. Defensively, we really need to lock down. Because, again, like we said last week, if we lock down on defense and keep this 7-point score for the New Prague Trojans, we can get in some backups in here coming in the fourth quarter. And that's really important to the franchise, the team.
All right, here's the rollout by Johnson. Lazy pass, incomplete.
Ooh.
No coverage. Receiver was open for the Trojans, but it was short, and the receiver slipped. So it'll be fourth down coming up for New Prague, and the punt team coming out. Another great stop by the Raider defense.
Yeah, receiver was wide open, but Ethan Riley got in there and destroyed the quarterback, so he could not get it there. He actually had two receivers wide open on that play, which is, you know, testament to our defense is just right now we're dialing up pressure. We're not, you know, worried about downfield coverage. Great job by Roney. Whoa. We blocked that. Yes, we blocked that.
Ball's going to roll down to the 39-yard line. Great field position for the Northfield Raiders after the blocked punt or the tipped punt by Stanchina. All right, here we go. 39 yard line, first and 10 Raiders.
Yeah, great job by Stanchina getting in there, getting a piece of the ball. Man, we cannot say his name enough, right? Mitchell Stanchina is a quite a player. Between him and Mason Zick, this team's going to go far. Plus, I mean, I don't want to underestimate all the rest of the guys we got on the team. You know, Vidado. Our line is obviously awesome.
The offensive line is doing a fantastic
thing. Yeah, if you got a starting lineup, I'd love to call them all out right now.
Here we go.
Tell the parents.
I wasn't able to, so here's the handoff to Stanchina, because it changes all the time. Even the starting lineups that I get, you'll go and you'll look on the field, and the guy won't be in there.
Exactly, so but you know what, Dusty? Right next to me is Tom Sola, assistant offensive line coach of the team. I'm going to make him circle him for me.
Is he going to
not make
it?
Him. I guess I'm going to ask him.
Second down and 5 coming up for the Raiders after the handoff to Stanchina. The ball is spotted right now at the 45-yard line. Zickel's in the shotgun. Stanchina in motion. And it is a handoff to Stanchina, the jet sweep, as it's been called and calling it. And Stanchina's still on his feet, fighting his way down into New Prague territory. He was hit at about the 47 and was able to fight for another 4 yards. First and 10 Raiders at the New Prague 48-yard line.
Yeah, great run by Stanchina. Gosh, you know what? We underestimate how much power he has. He's so much speed and so much height, but yeah, he breaks tackles. He's the real deal.
And clock chewing up drive right here.
And that's
3:29.
What we expected,
right? Yep. 3:29 remaining in the third quarter. Raiders leading 35-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. And the Raiders looking to continue putting the pressure on. Nah, this will be handed off to Jimmy in the backfield.
All right, a little pistol formation. Oh,
option. Zick keeps it himself. And, I don't like to see Mason running the football. He got a yard. Yep, in the middle. Right. Mm-hmm. He got a yard on the play just basically by falling forward all of his 6'7" frame. Second down and 9 coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, and that's a hard scenario when you run a speed option like that. You have to read it as a quarterback, but, you know, when your read is like, I shouldn't run, it's tough. Because a lot of quarterbacks that run that are running quarterbacks. You know what I mean?
Right.
Who have a different build than Mason. They're not 6'7".
That's Grady McGovern. He's
the it was me. I ran that thing every time. I couldn't throw like Mason. Dang.
All right, Raiders go with the spread. 4 receivers, 3 to the far, 1 to the near. Handoff and catch by Gavin Ratajh. Fumble on the play. Fumble. We'll see if they're going to say.
They're going to call it a catch, huh?
I think Gavin has the football. I think he was able to recover it. It'll be third down and short coming up for the Raiders. Well, New Prague's pointing that they have the football.
I didn't even think that was a catch fully.
I was going to say, was it incomplete?
They're celebrating. Please be wrong.
The officials are having a talk about it. They're going to give it to the Trojan. So it's a fumble on the play, and it'll be first and 10 New Prague at the 39. Bubba Sullivan wants an explanation on that. Not very happy with the call from the officials. It was on the far side of the field. And who knows what happens in the scrum. I mean, I think Gavin was the first. He dropped it. He was the first to touch it when they were falling on the ground.
Yeah, I would have preferred an incompletion call.
Yeah, maybe.
And he barely had it.
Yeah, but he made a move. And
he moved forward a little bit.
So,
and this is high school. We don't got replay.
Well, and we're winning by 4 touchdowns. So,
nothing to worry
about. It's all good. Defense will hold him here 3 and out, and we'll get the ball right back. Here we go. New Prague football after the turnover.
Oh, looks like we're bringing pressure, though. Oh, no.
I just had to move it over to the hatch.
Okay. Hey, our corners are up. I like this. I think we're going to blitz here.
Oh, it looks like they're going to send the house here.
Yeah.
Man in motion, and it's going to be Johnson.
Nice. Oh, no.
Pass his man open, but incomplete pass. Pass was intended for Schoenbauer. And it'll be incomplete. Second and 10 coming up for the Trojans.
Yeah, and like I was saying prior to that play, we had our corners up on them tight, which tells us there's a blitz coming. But Graybaugh just let him run right by. I would love Graybaugh to use a classic old corner move I use, you know, grab the arm, grab the shirt a little bit. They don't see that. You know, don't tell anybody. You ain't cheating if you ain't trying. Or you ain't trying if you ain't cheating. What is it?
Something like that. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
There you go.
All right, here we go. Johnson rolling out to his right, has his man a little floater. Catch is made by the Trojan, and it'll be a first down into Raider territory at the 48-yard line of New Prague. First and 10, Trojans.
Yeah, it does look like when they run their passing plays that the guys get pretty open deep. Have you noticed that? We're not getting great coverage from our secondary. What we usually get is a great pass rush. And, you know, that's not an easy thing to teach. I think being a defensive back is just something that is more instinct than teaching. It's very hard to teach.
All right, here's Johnson. They're going to pass it again.
Turn your head,
he's got
Stacey.
A whole host of Raiders. Mitchell, turn your head, buddy. Triple coverage on the Trojan receiver, Schoenbauer. Incomplete. Second down.
Yeah, underthrown.
Flag on the play.
Oh, that's in the holding spot. Yeah, underthrown pass. Santina could have picked it off. And, again, that goes back to what I just said on the prior play. Playing defensive back is almost like something that you just, like, figure out on your own versus teaching. It's hard to run and then look back. It's not a natural thing that people do. I mean, if it was natural, then marathon runners would run looking back or something.
Right.
No, they don't. And so it's hard to do. But if you can learn to run as fast as you can and look back at the same time, bam, you won the game.
Personal foul called on the Raiders, a 15-yard penalty, so it moves the ball all the way up. First and 10, New Prague at the Northfield 33-yard line.
That's not going to be making Coach Sullivan happy over there. We, as Northfield, do not like personal foul calls.
Mm-mm.
Pride ourselves on being a classy team.
Okay, here we go. New Prague back up to the line of scrimmage, first and 10. Inside handoff to Callahan. Callahan's going to get up to about the 31-yard line. Short gain on the play. It'll be second down coming up for the Trojans. Clock continuing to run here in the third quarter, 1:24 and counting. Raiders leading by 28 points.
I got to say, Dust, do you feel absolutely no sense of urgency right now? By New Prague?
By
right?
New Prague? Well, they tried a couple of those passes. And
but still, it's like it's,
no,
it's,
not really.
It feels like the game is just playing out. Like,
kind of.
You'd think they're not down 35-7. Like, hey, come on, let's go.
And oh, the wow. Trojans do a little reverse handoff there, but no goal. Raiders wisely snuff it out. It'll be third down and long coming up for New Prague.
Yeah, that was Stanga in the backfield on a blitz, on a run blitz. He actually overran the guy and came back. Great job by Luke Stanga. That kid's got more energy than anybody I know. And then we had 72, right? Seth Carter right there in the middle. He was the guy in there. Is he the guy kneeling right there?
That's him.
Yeah, Seth Carter. Good job, bro. He blew that thing up. Doing my best, man.
You're doing fine. You know what? You're great. Go talk, man. There's nothing for me to say.
No,
coming up the line of scrimmage. Yep. You're doing fine. Here we go. There's the catch is made by a Trojan. Not quite sure what the number is. It's on the far side of the field. It will be a first down, though, so a third down conversion. They haven't had many of those tonight.
No, I think that was LaPanta out there just ripped him to the ground. He was not happy about getting a pass caught. And the guy is injured, yeah. That was kind of a horse whip tackle or whatever you want to call it. It wasn't horse collar, but I mean, he whipped him to the ground. Looks like he's probably got a shoulder issue or something like that.
It's like to be about a 10-yard gain. The ball's, well, we'll see where they spot the foe. It's on the far side of the field. Injury timeout, though, right now on a Trojan. But he's getting up, walking off on his own power.
Is that Sleeve?
That's Sleeve Jr. That's Sleeve. That's Osborne.
Sleeves. Plural. He's got two of them.
Osborne is the injured Trojan. He's coming off the field, so he made the reception. Of course, he's one of the... He's been doing plays all night tonight for New Prague.
Oh, yeah.
That guy has been a workhorse.
They're not even off the field yet. Okay, there you go.
That guy's been a workhorse for the Trojans this game.
Yeah. That kick return was ridiculous.
All right, here we go. Johnson on their center for the Trojans. Pitches it out. And trying to run nowhere is the New Prague Trojan again on the far side of the field. And their black jerseys and red numbers. Tough to see who's running. But it's a short gain on the play. Second down and 9 coming up for the Trojans. Ball spotted right now at the 14-yard line. And the third quarter comes to an end. 12 minutes left to go here in New Prague. Raiders leading 35-7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Let's take a quick one-minute break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
95.1.
The One.
Founded in 1866, Carleton College is an independent and highly selective liberal arts college with a diverse and exceptionally able student body, a talented faculty whose first priority is teaching, and a continued commitment to the liberal arts. Carleton is a national college enrolling approximately 1,900 students drawn from all 50 states and 27 different countries. For more information, go to www.carleton.edu.
95.1. The One. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raiders sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road. And go Raiders!
All right, welcome back, everybody, here to New Prague and Raider football on KYMNRadio.net. The Trojans just ran the football. They got nothing. It's going to be third down and 10 coming up for New Prague. The ball spotted right now at the Northfield 16-yard line. So Trojans deep in Northfield territory, some of the best field position they've had all game. Raider D needs to come up with a stop here. Third down and 10 for the Trojans. Johnson under center for New Prague, looking to pass. Under pressure, has his man. Catch is made. Diving catch across the middle of the field. Nice job there by the Trojan. Catch made by, that looks like number one, Jay Skogerbo for New Prague. Yep, Jay Skogerbo makes the catch. Skogerbo. First down and goal for the Trojans. They spot the ball at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, and that continues to be a problem with our defense, Dust. We leave receivers open. We get good pressure. We're good against the run, but it seems like we leave receivers open.
And it's a handoff. Fumble!
Oh, yeah.
Fumble on the play! And Damn. It's recovered by the Northfield Raiders! I believe that's Jacob Israel with the recovery. And who was the Northfield Raiders? Number 56 is going nuts over there for Northfield.
So Getzloff again.
Getzloff. Joseph Getzloff. We'll say Getzloff causing the fumble. Israel does the recovery. New Prague finally has an opportunity to get on the board, and they fumble the football inside the 10. That's a heartbreaker for the Trojans. But first and 10 Raiders. Ball spotted at the 7-yard line.
Bend but don't break.
Yeah, nice
job. As the season goes on, they are going to need to address the secondary issues. It seems like guys are open on every pass.
Faribault, we have a score. Faribault, Austin going at it, and Faribault is just taking it to Austin right now. And Austin is who the Raiders play next week.
You gotta be kidding.
Faribault's winning 35-7 against Austin. So I guess bring Austin on, baby. Bring him on to Memorial Field.
Austin next week, then. Jeez, because Faribault. You know,
three people touched the football on offense for them, and that's it.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, so the Raiders are going to run this football here and try to suck as much time as they can off the clock. Up 4 scores, they have the football, but we still are just basically starting the fourth quarter. 10:25 and counting remaining in the game. Raiders 35, Trojans 7 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Second down and 8 for New Prague. Zick is in passing situation. Spread. Going to have his man. Has his man. Catch is made. There's Luke Johnson making the catch. He was the lone receiver on the far side. Down across the 30 to the 31-yard line. First and 10, Raiders.
Perfect timing. Perfect money pass. Perfect catch by Luke Johnson. I can't say enough about Mason Zick. And again, we're going to keep running the ball. We're not going to rely on Mason anymore, I imagine, 35-7. But you know what? I promised you guys earlier that Coach Tom Stola, awesome dude next to me, let me know the starting lineup for the offensive line. Nathan Schmidtke, number 53. Let's give Ethan Riley some credit. Eli Bowman, who lives down the street from me. You the man. Kevin Grunhofer, yeah, killing it. And John Alve. You guys, keep it up.
Here's a handoff to Jimmy Vidito. Vidito fighting his way, still on his feet, running through the Trojans, still on his feet. Are you kidding me? He's off to the outside now. He's got blockers down the field. Cuts back to the other side of the field, across the 30, to the 20, going, and Mason Zick running down. No flag on the play. Touchdown Raiders on one of the most incredible runs I have ever seen in my 11 years of calling Raider football. That was incredible. Touchdown Raiders.
Mason, I know. Oh, my God. Mason Zick comes flying out of nowhere and makes the final block. Vidito would not have scored without Mason getting those last. He got in two guys' way. That is teamwork. That is never given up. Same by Vidito. I can't believe he crossed the field twice. He's got to be tired as hell. He ran about 100 and some yards just to get that 60 yards.
All right, so that's a big killer right there for the Trojans, but an amazing run. I think New Prague is just tired there. Vidito, as we got the extra point coming up here, Reed Roney kick is up. Reed Roney kick is good. The new score on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard, Northfield 41, Trojan 7, 9:33 remaining in the game. We're going to keep it right here, and let's dissect that a little bit, Grady. That run by Jimmy Vitadol there. Jimmy Vitadol ran up the middle, just an inside handoff.
About three tackles to start.
Thought he was going to maybe a gain of three.
Yep.
He broke out of that, got up to about the 50, and it was like, okay, fine. And then he cut it to the near side coming toward us. And he got a couple of blocks downfield.
About to the 30.
About to the 40, 40 about to 35 yard line. Then all of a sudden he decides to cut back and go all the way across the field. He actually scored the touchdown on the far end corner.
And for those who don't know,
field.
A football field is 50 yards wide. So he ran an extra 50 yards sideways to score that touchdown.
Yes. He's got to be exhausted. And then, of course, he gets around the edge, and you can see the Trojans kind of laid up, and all of a sudden, here comes number seven, Mason Zick, coming down, running his butt off to try to get down there and lead block for his running back. Made the block. Vitadol scores. That was an incredible run. I'm not making that up. I've seen
it's super incredible.
Lot of runs. I've seen, you know, Cody Schmidt kind of do something like that, but not that much. Running back and forth, going to the outside, then to the back of the. I mean, it just that was an incredible run.
It goes to what we were saying earlier in the game about Mason too. Like he's leading this team with his energy and his confidence. Like I was saying earlier in the game, when he's calling out touchdowns, calling out first downs, he's really confident and cocky right now, which is great. And he saw that play and he sprinted late. He didn't know it was coming. He didn't know he had to block, but he flew up there and he did it because that's what you do when you're excited and you're happy and you're glad to play.
66 yard, unofficially a 66 yard touchdown run. For Jimmy Vitadol, Raiders kicking off, and I think it's 5 minutes left is when running time starts. So we're almost going to be there if the Raiders can just hold off here.
Yeah, sorry to keep you up late here on a Friday night, you know.
Well, let's get running time going, and it won't be that late.
We understand you guys all have to get up in the morning and do.
Well, they're all going to tune out here pretty quick. Raiders up by five scores.
Well, they don't have to get up too early. They got to tune in to Raider app at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Coach Sullivan will be down. I'll be interested to see who he has. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Here's the new prank Trojans off to the races. Excuse me. And the Trojans are going to get a huge run return here. 10-5 touchdown. That was number 10, Mulvihill, on the run right up the gut. Maybe the Raider defense getting a little bit lackadaisical there. A huge run for the Trojans. And that was, let's see, they put the ball at the 30. So a 70-yard touchdown run for New Prague makes it now 42-13 with the extra point or two-point conversion.
Yeah, Josh, you're right. I think we kind of let our guard down a little bit there. I mean, that wasn't even anything spectacular. He ran up the middle. And once he broke that first tackle at the middle, he was gone. I don't know where our safeties were. And I got to admit to you guys on the air here, I was not super engaged in that play because I thought it was like first play, let's just chill out and get back in. And I was not watching exactly what happened, but I saw him burst at 10 yards and be gone.
70-yard touchdown run. That's a killer play. You know, you don't want to see that. You just had a great play, a lot of momentum. You got to go in there and make a stop.
Totally.
But... okay, well, I mean, nothing hurt, but still, you still want to.
And it could be, you know what,
we
do have a lot of guys who play both ways, so I guess I got to give them a shot that Vitadol's touchdown was a very long play, so they could have been tired.
Yeah.
I would have been tired after that play.
Lots of blocking, lots of
running around. Yeah. Looks like did we call a timeout here? Because Thornton's talking to the official.
You want some kind of clarification? I'm not sure. Both the timeouts on the scoreboard have not been.
So they haven't changed.
Haven't changed anything. So they're just placing the football. I don't know. Whatever. Who? 40.
There's an injury way back.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a new guy at Northfield News, new sports guy. What's your name again, man?
Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes. Yeah.
Well, he's been here since December. So.
You want to say anything, Michael?
No, I'm okay.
All right. All right. Well,
we're the pro. Oh, God, buddy. No, we're not.
We are not pros.
No,
Michael Hughes, he's a great guy sitting next to us, helping us out. Read the Northfield News. There may be a sponsor, but even if you're not, it's kind
of. We got a great relationship with the Northfield News.
Yeah, I mean,
actually.
You got to.
Yeah, no, yeah. Actually, I believe they do have a commercial with us right now, and we advertise with them. So.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Let's turn it. That's going to be two if we. No, it's in high school. They don't count two. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was picked off by Reed Roney. The 2-point conversion by New Prague was picked off in the end zone by Roney. The officials immediately blow the whistle as Roney was looking to return it. But that's that. So the score remains with 9:19 remaining in the game. Northfield 42, New Prague 13. Let's take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on 90, now, kybenradio.net.
95.1. The One.
Family Fair, Northfield's newly remodeled grocery store downtown, has a new name, a fresh look, and new options. Betty's Mac and Cheese with smoked jalapenos and tomatoes is a must try. Paninis and grilled wraps are all made with the smoked meats from Betty K's and grilled fresh in the store. Stop in, grab the weekly ad, get a Starbucks, get what you need, and be on your way in minutes. Family Fair, your local neighborhood market that provides real values for real people in real communities, right here on Division Street.
Something in my life. Yeah. Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah, Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen.
Well, hopefully we got a little dancing going on here on the kickoff return. Kick it to stand. Oh, they squibbed it. Bless you, son.
Sorry, excuse me. All right, it's picked up by the Northfield Raiders. A little squib kick. That was number 28 for Northfield. On a quick glance at the number, Josh Rettley returning it for Northfield on the kickoff. And he gets it up. Pretty good return all the way up to the 39-yard line. So it's first and 10 Raiders at the 39.
All right. So we're in a very weird predicament here on offense. Obviously, we have the game in our hands at 42-13. But we would like to score so we can get in some of our backups, right? But also,
I think we
don't want
to couple in already. But, I see a lot of whites.
Okay. But we don't want to take risks. And I can tell there are a lot of new guys in.
Oh, even a sophomore quarterback in the game right now.
Is it Stanchina then? That's Stanchina? Yeah, Cole Stanchina, Mitchell's younger brother. Oh, it's Drew Woodley. Oh, Drew Woodley is back. Okay, number 10.
Number 10, yep.
Yes, number 10. Drew Woodley is back. You know, he missed a couple of games.
Missed a couple of games, back now though, and he's going to get a little bit of quarterback play right here in week number 4. Like I said, the backups are in the game here for the Northfield Raiders, so no rush there. Looks like New Prague's first defense is on there, so we got to make sure we get some names and numbers. Handoff goes to Colby Olson. Colby Olson runs it for about 3 yards, makes it a third down, and third down and 4 coming up for the Raiders.
That's surprising that Drew's in there. You know, you thought maybe Nick Touche would come in at this point, but
with Drew bringing out the last few games,
they want to get him some game action. Drew Woodley is a player. Whether any position he plays, he's going to end up playing some D back. He's going to play some quarterback. Who knows if he's going to end up at running back? He's a little undersized, but that guy has the heart of a champion.
And only a junior too, so you know. Oh, and there's an attempt, and it was Colby Olson who was the pass intended for Olson, and incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and the Raiders going to come in and punt team on, and we're going to have, it looks like, a new punter for Northfield number 21, Weston Sanis.
Oh, there we go. Like Sanis in the house. Yeah, looks like a great idea by Bubba to get Zick out of the game. Get Stanchino out. They did their job.
Now Stanchino's playing the up-back.
Oh, no. Get him out of there. Get Woodley at the up-back. Come on. Or put Touche there. I bet Stanchino snuck himself out there. I used to do that, too. I used to do that, too, all the time.
Oh, I did it one time in a playoff game, and the play came to me, and I missed it. And, yeah, it was not good. My one claim to fame was a mistake.
Oh,
fair
geez.
Catch.
That's our ball.
That's fumble. That's Raider football.
Ball.
That's Raider football. It was a fair catch by the Trojan.
Ref.
Fair catch by the Trojan, but he did not complete it. The Raiders fell on it. I don't know what's taking so long.
I don't think they have a muff in high school, do they? We can't forward it, but we can get it. That's our ball.
They're having a conversation with it right now. I think it's a matter of, you know, he fair caught it, and then it went right through his hands.
He didn't catch it, yeah.
And the
called
Raiders,
for a fair catch.
Yeah, he called for a fair catch, went right through his hands, and the Raiders fell on it.
Yeah, what are they talking about? I don't get it.
Unless they say he like had muff. It and then the ground
no,
caused it or
but
something.
But there's muff
but
rules whether you can advance it. We didn't advance it. We fell on it.
We just fell on it.
Yeah.
I mean, or it's our football and then move it back, you know.
Oh, move it back to where he muffed it. Yeah.
Move it back a yard.
Yeah, he only
and a half.
Fumbled it a couple yards.
We're waiting to see. They're going to have a conversation right now. So the coach for New Prague is having some words
here.
Yeah,
what are you complaining about, man?
Is there a guy penalty?
Catch back there? There's no penalty. They just, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I know the rules of football, but you know what? What? They're going all the way back?
Okay. Must have been a penalty on the play. Good. I didn't see any flag. They're picking up these flags super quick.
I was trying to figure out what you said.
Inadvertent whistle.
So there was supposedly an inadvertent whistle, which that does make sense because if the whistle goes off, yep, that's what it was. The announcer. Oh, God, that's the worst call ever. I get it because you can't control who will stop on a whistle because basically the football players are Pavlov's dogs. When you hear that whistle, you stop.
Yep, absolutely.
So
for safety purposes?
For safety purposes, you have to do it. You're trained to just stop on the whistle so you can't have a play go after the whistle.
Boy, good thing the game isn't more closer than that. Otherwise, that's a huge.
Oh, people are freaking out. He'll drop it again.
Drop it again! And it's recovered. Is it recovered by the Raiders? It is! Raider football! What? Oh, no! I feel terrible right now.
I feel bad that I just said he was going to drop it again.
And he did. He dropped it again. The fair, same situation, ladies and gentlemen. Fair catch called for. It goes right through his hands. The Raiders recover it. First and 10 Northfield, and they have it all the way at the Trojan 23-yard line. I do not believe it.
You know what?
Cannot make it up.
You know what, Dust? It's kind of like what they say. You know, when it releases a butterfly, and if it was meant to be, it comes back. That's a worse analogy. But, yeah, we got it again.
I don't know.
We got it again.
Okay, here we go, Raiders. Well, you got great field position, so let's see if you can put some points on the board. 7:42 remaining in the fourth quarter, and it's 9:15. Oh, my goodness. Run the time down. Here's a handoff to Ethan Johnson. I only know that because I called his name a lot last week in the Faribault game, and Ethan gets a nice little run across the 20 down at about the 18-yard line. Brings up second down and 5 coming up for the Raiders on the 5-yard run by Johnson.
Yeah, again, this is great experience for the young guys to be able to get out here on the field, and it's preparation. It's building the program for the future for the Raiders, and that's what we need, and that's what they've always done in our big years. So it's good. Woodley's getting some situations. Who's in there in the backfield besides Johnson? Guy's huge.
I believe that's Colby Olsen.
Oh, it's Colby Olsen, yeah. Oh, Woodley keeps it.
Drew Woodley, flag on the play. Woodley has a nice run there. He would have a first down. We'll wait and see what the call is, though. That flag's usually in the area of holding, thrown by the back judge. So, and there's no doubt, holding on the Raiders.
Good little scoot by Woodley. Like I said, he is a good athlete. I've seen him play a lot of different sports. He's a big wrestling star. A little bit undersized as a quarterback, but, again, he can play pretty much probably any position on the field. I could see him as a safety, as a corner, as a receiver, as a running back, and as a quarterback. I mean, in the high school level, your height really doesn't matter. I mean, it's an advantage that Mason's 6'7", but Drew could still do it.
All right, so that 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul goes back to the 30-yard line exactly. The Raiders need to get to the 13, so, yep, second down and 17 coming up for Northfield. And Drew Woodley goes under center. Handoff goes to Ethan Johnson.
Yep.
Johnson on his feet. He has a first down inside the 10. Wait and see where his knee fell down, but it's going to be inside the 10. This should be first and goal Raiders. Once we get it all figured out here, yep, they spotted at the 8. First and 10 Raiders at the 8. Or first and goal Raiders at the 8.
Great off-tackle play there. Great blocking. He was untouched 10 yards down the field. And Ethan did an unbelievable job. I'm sure he's so excited he doesn't get to play all that much. And so when he took that ball, he had a burst of speed that was just bam out of a cannon. And, right now sky's the limit. I bet they're going to run like a little bit of option. I can tell you that Drew Woodley wants to run the ball again. I know that. I'm in his head. I know he wants to run again. He's going to do a fake or something.
Raiders hand it off to Colby Olsen, but flag on the play. False start will be called here on Northfield. Alley jumped a little bit early there.
Yeah, we had a little ISO play there on. It didn't look like it was going to work anyway. But that could have been from the whistles called and everybody slowed down. Now we got first and goal from what, the 14?
Yeah, it's getting cold.
Cold. Yeah, I can't, you know what? Cold. It's the first time all year. Yeah, I can see your breath. Can you see my breath?
I can.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. I haven't.
Let's go. Six minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the game. Raiders have a first and goal. They had a 5-yard penalty, so the ball right now spotted at the 13. First and goal from the 13 for Northfield. Drew Woodley under center for the Raiders.
Well,
hands it off
play
to Colby Olsen. Colby Olsen running up back. It's up to about the 10. Gain of 3 on the play. Brings up second down and goal for Northfield at the 10. But more importantly, the clock continuing
exactly
to run.
Exactly. I was going to say, Dust, that Bubba's feeling you. He's like, I'm just going to keep running down this clock. There's, you know, the game is in hand, especially with backups in. The need to pass or stop the clock or things like that is unnecessary. But we'll see. Maybe unleashes Willie.
No, second down. Rick, I want to see. They're running the football here. We want to get.
I want to see Drew run again. That's what I'm saying. I want to see him.
He might run again, but I mean, we're not doing any passing. That's for darn sure.
Oh,
here's a handoff. Gets maybe a yard falling down. I'm gonna say he was down. The ball came out at the end of the play. That was run by number 25, Shaden Wellington. Third down and goal for Northfield at the 9. 5 minutes remaining in the game. Raiders have this in hand. 42-13 the score on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Just trying to get that play clock to zeros.
Yeah, got nothing really to add right now here.
Nah, we'll just play it out. I'm exhausted.
Let's go.
What a great, exciting game. When you score 42 points, there's a lot of great plays to be had with that. Hand off to Colby Olsen, and he's going to be short on the play. It'll be fourth down coming up. You give a field goal kicker a try, or
maybe they give Monahan a shot or somebody, not Roney. I don't know. Or they just run it out. Maybe they run out some more time. But you know what? I guess since we do have a little bit of time, I do want to give credit to the game that Mason Zick had. If there was a college scout watching this game, they'd go, that guy's legit.
I was thinking the same thing.
He did everything you would want. And then he has the size, the attitude, the leadership, the speed, and then me bringing up Mason so much is not a way to discount Mitchell Stanchina's effort as well, or Jimmy Vitado's effort. Those guys too. It's not like he's a one-man show, but I'm just saying he had a hell of a day.
Raiders going for it on fourth down and goal. The ball's at the 6-yard line. Timeout taken by the Trojans. Why?
I don't know. But for the parents out there, then I don't want to discount. Also, Michael Lyons always catches. Great job. Johnson, we got Rattage. No, you don't want anybody to, be left out, right, Des?
No, go ahead. Name the name. I just don't understand the timeout.
The timeout is ridiculous and stupid. I don't know what they're trying to do or what they think they're going to get.
Let's go home.
But, it was really, really fun to see the efficiency of the offense right there. It was amazing. And super proud of those guys. And again, we're building. We've gotten better every game.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Agree 100% with
and
that
it's
statement.
It's not about the competition, I don't think. We're not, I think last week we did a little bit play down to Faribault, which, coaches would have admitted. I think Bubba even did admit on that sports chat we kind of played down to the competition. But right now, man, these guys are finding their stride, and I love it. I love watching these guys, so I love being able to call them.
All right, fourth down and goal for the Raiders. Ball at the 6-yard line. Raiders lead in 42-13. 3:39 remaining in the game. Woodley is your quarterback under center. Hands off to Colby Olsen.
Yeah.
Into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders! Colby Olsen from 6 yards out runs right up the middle, scoring for Northfield, and the score now will be changed from 48 with the extra point coming up.
Colby Olsen is a beast. He looks like a man among boys out there, doesn't he? He's listed as what, 6'3", 175 senior, but dang, he looked like Christian Okoye out there or something, man. Nigerian nightmare.
And that was on fourth down, too. So who needs a field goal? Let's run the ball.
We don't need a field goal. And who just kicked that? Oh, it was Reed Roney. I thought maybe they'd bring in Monahan or somebody else.
So Roney's kick is good. The new score with 3:36 remaining in the game is Northfield 49. New Prague 13. Let's take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMNRadio.net.
95.1. Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
Tom Petty for you there, Refugee. Boy, the Raiders are not living like refugees right now. They're living like kings here, man. Absolutely, yeah. Taking it to New Prague on the road in New Prague, and they're destroying him 49-13 on the Mark Winnell scoreboard. Look at that. The coaches are leaving.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Michael
was,
over here from the Northfield News, he gets to leave.
I was loving it. I was going to say that. Everyone is leaving the booth. They know the game is over.
But we're still
nothing
here.
Nothing else to do. We will take you to the end. But I was going to be like, the game is officially over. They're packing their backpacks. Everybody's laptops are away. Bob Sullivan with his little whiteboard he still uses, classic style. I'm surprised it's not a chalkboard.
I used to chalkboard today, man, with chalk.
Wow.
It was cool. It was really cool.
That school is very advanced. But, yeah, everybody's out. But we'll stick with you.
Well, they had a whiteboard. I just didn't have a whiteboard eraser.
No, but you love, and we know you love the smooth sounds of Dusty Bud and Grady McGovern.
That's right. So New Prague has the football. It's just a matter of doing it. 3:15 and counting remaining in the game, but all Northfield. Hey, Michael, thanks for hanging out with us, buddy. We'll see you around.
Yeah, Michael. Good job. Hey, everybody, check out Michael at
Michael
Northfield
Hughes,
News.
Northfield News
Michael
Sports.
Michael Hughes from California.
Yep, I was San Diego. San Diego.
San Jose.
San Jose, not San, San Diego.
Jose.
San Diego, yeah, or San Jose. Very
All
good.
All right, man. Welcome to the Northfield Network.
Well, it's fine. We finally get to meet face-to-face here, Michael. I appreciate it. We'll be seeing you a lot, though, bud. No problem.
All right, sleeves.
All right, here we go. We got a handoff to the New Prague Trojans trying to run around the edge. That's Sleeves Jr. Yep.
That was not Osborne. That was the other guy.
Blake Woodson running for the Trojans. Clock continues to run here. It's third down.
Where's Osborne been this whole half, by the way?
Oh, he's been in. He's been in.
He hasn't done anything.
He had that huge run.
Oh, he did have that, yeah.
I think he had the 70-yard touchdown.
Yeah, he's been their whole team. That's right. Osborne, my bad. I'll get you an XL white shirt for your birthday.
All right, here we go. Handoff goes to New Prague, but they're going to be stopped well short. It'll be fourth down. 2 minutes remaining in the game. Tick-tock, Mr. Clock. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody that's still tuning in, we're going to forego a post-game show. I will have the Northfield Raiders coming down, Bubba Sullivan and a couple players coming down on Raider Wrap. Also, I have some special guests coming in. Grady, you might appreciate this. The Northfield Highliners are going to be recognized next week at homecoming for 50 years of being a program at Northfield High School.
Well, congratulations to them.
There's five state tournament teams that have been in the history of the Highliners. Most recent is 2004, but there was one maybe in your area.
Yeah, there was one
the
in 90, my area.
93,
yep.
96, 96, something
yeah,
like that.
Between
90s, anyways,
yeah.
So they're going to have a big celebration next week at Northfield's homecoming against Austin. I'm going to have them in tomorrow on Raider Wrap to talk about some of the festivities and what's going to be happening throughout the week here, kind of recognizing the Northfield Highliners. And in the wintertime, I always bring Liz Cheney, the current coach, on, and they're just one of my teams that I bring in as I bring in every sports team on Raider Wrap. Throughout the season, I try to get everybody on at least once to talk about their sport, give us an update, kind of talk about some of the players and everything. It's just kind of a chance to get to know some of the other sports in Northfield besides your football, your basketballs, your hockeys. Raiders,
yeah.
The Northfield High School has a lot of student athletes and a lot of activities.
They need recognition.
I try to cover it.
They deserve recognition.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. So the Highliners will be in tomorrow. Then, of course, Ned the Horse Farmer calling
Highliners.
In tonight, tomorrow as well. Farmington against Rosemount. He'll recap the Tiger football game that he calls for us on KYMNSports.net.
Oh, we're kneeling it out.
All right, here we go. We got a four-string quarterback,
yeah,
number
Cole Stanchina.
88. That's Cole?
Cole Stanchina.
Okay.
Yep, that's the sophomore, Cole Stanchina, Mitchell's younger brother. He's getting in there to kneel it out. I remember those days. It was great. When I was a sophomore, I came in and knelt out a couple games. I thought
you got
I,
in as a sophomore.
I thought I actually. Oh yeah, I got in at D-back and quarterback.
Nice.
But at quarterback, like, I only kneeled out the game.
Right.
At D-back, I actually played, but
I played as a sophomore. On the sophomore team. Steve Taggart got moved up to varsity.
Well, Steve Taggart was one of my co-coaches. He was my man.
He got moved up to varsity, so Dusty was able to sneak right on his spot on sophomore. Yeah. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, I hope Steve's listening. I love Steve. Me and him coached sophomore football for a long
time. He's a teacher at the middle school, and I industrial tech teacher. Yeah. Kind of took over for Mr. Pownell's role.
Pretty much.
Pretty much is kind of what he does around there. And now they do more electronic stuff. Like, I went in there, they were building robots when I subbed for Steve one time.
They do a lot of engineering type of things. Yeah, STEM is a big thing nowadays.
So we're just waiting to run this one out here. 13, 12, 11, 10 seconds. I don't know if the Raiders might snap it. One more time, kneel down. And this one is over from New Prague. Your final will be the New Prague Trojans 13, the Northfield Raiders 49. 49-13 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. The Raiders return home and have a game against Austin next week. And then after that, we go on the road for two, and then we come back to finish it up. So tune in next week. Hopefully 95-1-1 will be back up and running. I have no doubt it will be, just a little. Can't stop Mother Nature, Grady. You got trees down in your place.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little bit of
everybody
work
got
to
kind
do,
of but... affected a little bit by it. But till then, till next week, tune in tomorrow, Raider App, 10 a.m. Recapping this game. We'll get more in depth on it, get you more of official statistics. I want to know what Mason Zick did because I lost count here, man, but he's – that amazing
I actually
game.
Do want to get down there to say something to him before we leave.
All right, sounds good.
Let's get the heck
out of here. All right, sounds good. That's going to do it here from New Prague. We're again Logan at the studio and Grady McGovern. I'm Dusty Budd signing off. The Raiders win once again on KYMN. Everyone out there, have a good night. Time after time.